It's time for Benedict and Raven football on your local sports authority, Care 93.7, part of the MSC Radio Network. Benedict and Raven football is brought to you by Atchison Auto Parts, your hometown Napa dealer. Don't forget you can listen to today's broadcast free on our mobile app. Download the MSC Radio app on the Google Play or Apple Store, and you can also stream today's game free online at mscsports.net.
Place to catch every snap than Mueller's Locker Room in Atchison. With TVs everywhere you look, daily food specials, and ice cold drinks, you'll feel like you're right on the 50-yard line. From kickoff to the final whistle, the best plays happen at Mueller's Locker Room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison. Your game day headquarters all season long. Mueller's Locker Room. Locker Room.
You're listening to Benedict and Raven football on your local sports authority, Care 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Radio Network. The Amberwell Health pregame and Bank of Atchison coaches show featuring head Raven football coach Joel Osborne starts right after this.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Getting ready for playoff football with Benedictine today, and Coach Osborne joins us. Coach, last Saturday, the weather was tough, the opponent was tough, but the Ravens persevered, man.
Yeah, I was really proud of our coaching staff, our players, our fans, for staying with it. We got off to a good start, but we knew they were going to be a good team, and I thought both offenses were able to drive the ball pretty well, but the defenses, as you got closer to the red zone, really stiffened up, and I thought, you know, I was a tremendous effort by our defense. They had a fantastic running back, and you know, to hold them to 10 points defensively is pretty remarkable, especially to put a shutout on them in the second half. And I thought the blocked punt in the third quarter by Ben Gillen that he ended up scoring on was the big momentum play for us. Coach Merfield did a great job scheming that up, and we ran a blocking scheme we haven't ran for a bit, but Coach Merfield had that in the back of his head going into the game week, and pulled that out, and man, it turned out to be a huge play. So, and then, you know, on offense, both running backs rushing for over 100 yards, Xavier Gorgie and Dalton Witherspoon. Dalton scored 2 touchdowns. I was really proud of those guys for their effort in the offensive line, and it was a great day to be a Raven.
Yeah, and then Isaac closes it out with a huge play at the end as your opponent's driving.
Yes, that was a great play by Isaac. Our defense, again, stiffened up, and, you know, we had a great call on, and Isaac sniffed out the play, and it kind of was like the Oregon versus Penn State game where the guy, you know, they were trying to run that wheel route out of the backfield, and the linebacker made a heck of a play, and Isaac did the same thing, and it's a great catch by him, and he had a great game. A lot of tackles. He had a sack. He had the interception, so I was really proud of him.
So now, of course, the focus immediately, like an hour after the game, shifts to who we're going to have next, and then we found out Saturday night we're going to be down here in Wichita with friends, a really good football team.
Yeah, they are. They lead every statistical category in the country on offense in terms of yards and in points besides passing yards, but overall yards, they're in the top 3. Points, they're number 1 in the country, averaging 57 a game. And they broke the all-time rushing record in NAI football for the rushing yards in a season. So they're led by their quarterback, Kevontae Baker. He's an All-American. They have a right tackle that's a multi-year starter, that's a 2-time All-American. And they have a lot of good players that he can give the ball to. And the ball can go up the gut. It can go to the right. It can go to the left. Or he can just keep it and then make his own lane because he breaks a lot of tackles.
And again, I love the upfront guys. Their team, like yours, is very experienced on both lines, offensively and defensively.
Yeah, for sure. They returned, I think, 20 of their 22 starters from last year's run when they got beat up in Grandview in the second round. They have not lost a they did not lose this year. They'd only lost 1 or 2 conference games in the KCAC in the last couple of years, so They've got a lot of experience, got a lot of confidence. Their coaching staff does a great job in all phases, and so we've got our hands full on Saturday. It's a great challenge, but, you know, when you're playing in the national quarterfinals, it's going to be a great challenge.
Yeah, and you got a team here that you know they're going to run the ball. They're going to run it a lot, but you got to be wary. Can't just sell out because they did throw a touchdown pass last week.
Yeah, so they've got every sixth pass they throw is for a touchdown this season. So, you know, they don't throw a lot of passes, but when they do, there's a chance that they can hit it for a touchdown. So they've got a tremendous receiver, big kid that can really run. And so if you sell out on the run and don't cover him, he will be explosive and score.
Yeah, well, you say every six pass. That's like every other game, though.
Yeah, they pass a couple times a game. So, you know, but we'll need to be ready. I mean, that's, you know, they're a great opponent. And, yeah, that's it's an interesting thing is for me when I watch the quarterback throw, he's a lefty. So, yeah, you'll see him set up and he'll chuck that thing downfield, and usually their guy comes up with it.
As a defender, is there anything different about looking at a guy like that or defending a left-handed quarterback as opposed to a right hand?
Oh, it just, you know, not really. I mean, he can make some throws that righties can't make when he's rolling left, you know, that are a little easier for him to do. But, you know, overall, though, defensively this week, we do have our hands full, and we've got a great game plan. I'm really pleased with the week of practice we've had in preparation from Coach Strong and our defensive staff and our players. And then I thought our offensive scout team did a great job, and they gave us a great look all week.
And this is not any different than they have all year. I mean, this has been one of the strengths of the team is your depth, and not only the guys who are getting out there and playing on Saturday, but the guys who you have on scout team helping get you better and get you ready all week.
Yeah, there's no doubt. We've got Cooper Hike on our team three years ago, he was in the Kansas top 11 and a running back from Nemaha Central. And Cooper's not playing this year. He's playing linebacker for us, but he's actually redshirting. And so we moved Cooper to the fullback position on Wednesday, and he gave us a great look. I thought to myself, man, if maybe next year if we're have Cooper play some offense and put him at fullback and give him the ball because he looks so good. But you know, we just have kids like that that are stepping up for us in our program, and everybody's doing their job to make sure they're helping other people get better.
And I'm just going to touch one last thing on that. Your program, and you as a head coach, are not unfamiliar with having a guy play both sides of the ball when they've got the skills and talent and ability to do that.
That's correct. We're going to put our guys in a position to be successful and use their talents. So we've done that with Isaiah Haston. My first spring when I got here, we did that with Brett Shepherdson.
Yeah, a couple of great athletes right there. And we come down here to a place that I'm assuming you have not been, and Benedictine hadn't been down here in, gosh, what, 20-plus years now?
I've been there. So I worked at Chiefs camp there a couple of years ago and stepped foot on their field and, you know, helped with their camp and have not coached there, obviously. But, you know, it's right off the downtown, with downtown Wichita. You know, right off the interstate there. So it's a nice little campus, and, you know, we're excited for the opportunity. We think that we're going to have a great turnout from our standpoint, from our crowd, and so hopefully we can turn this into a home game.
What am I looking for here today as I get ready to let you go? What am I looking for here today that I'm going to see the Ravens do on any side of the ball, that I'm going to look at that and I'm going to say, well, this is good?
Well, the thing that we've talked about all week we have to do, we have to be the most physical team. So we have to be on their side of the ball, and we have to be able to run the ball on them and then stop the run. And then we have to be the most disciplined team. So what I mean by that is we have to continue to avoid penalties. We have to catch the ball when we are punting. Tom, there's been four times this year where their opposing team has dropped the punt, and it's led to short touchdowns. We need to take care of the football offensively as well. If you don't give them the football and you're disciplined and you make them drive the length of the field, then you give yourself a much better shot. If you turn the ball over and give them a short porch, that's how most of their games have gone. It's over in the first half because of that. And then the last thing we need to do is we need to win the turnover margin. And if we do those three things, if we're the most physical team, if we're the most disciplined, we win the turnover margin, then we've got a shot.
Coach, we're excited for it and for you and the team. Best of luck today, man.
I appreciate it. Thanks for your time.
You've been listening to the Bank of Atchison Coaches Show, your home for Benedict and Raven football here on Care Radio. The Amberwell Health pregame show continues next with the Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Keys to the Game coming up next.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like the Hot Foot Sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
As we're getting set for Raven football this afternoon, it's now time for your Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Keys to the Game. Let's start out on the offensive side. I think for Benedictine, it is important to score early, but to score on their possessions. Possessions will be limited this afternoon. With the way that Friends runs the football, you're not going to have many opportunities, so you're going to have to capitalize every time you touch the football this afternoon. Flip it over to the defensive side. Originally, you would say stop the run. That's a little too easy. I think the real thing for Benedictine to do today is take the football away when presented. This is a Friends team who has fumbled the ball 16 times this season in their 12 games, and they've lost 9 of those. So when the ball hits the turf, you've got to be there to be able to take it away. Do those couple things this afternoon, and the Ravens will punch their ticket to the semifinals. Those are your Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Keys to the Game kickoff coming up here next.
Keys to the Game have been brought to you by Dairy Queen Grill and Chill, part of the Amberwell pregame show here on Hot Country 93.7, home of Benedictine Ravens football. We now go live to the stadium for Raven football, where Tom and Gus Cows are standing by for live play-by-play and in-game analysis right here on your local sports authority, Care 93.7, part of the MSC Radio Network.
AAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
Amberwell Pharmacy now offers free prescription delivery available to those living within the city limits of Atchison, Hiawatha, Effingham, Lancaster, Everest, Horton, Highland, and Troy. It's the perfect option if you have limited mobility or find it difficult to pick up your prescriptions. Learn more about Amberwell Pharmacy and our free delivery services by calling 913-367-1654 in Atchison or 785-742-6190 in Hiawatha or visit our website at amberwellhealth.org.
It's time for Benedictine Raven football. 4 quarters of hard-hitting, action-packed, high-flying intensity. Our coverage of Raven football is brought to you by our proud Raven sports boosters.
Good afternoon and welcome to Wichita, Kansas, where today the Benedictine Ravens continue in the NAIA Football Championship Series. It's the quarterfinal round, and they're being hosted by the Friends University Falcons. Hello again, everybody. We've got Joseph producing and engineering at the Care Sports Studio. Got Case over here spotting and doing the work. Gus Couch with me. Tom Couch said, it is a spectacular day here in Wichita. It's a spectacular day for any time of the year, but in mid-December, Gus, you're not going to get better than this. The Chamber of Commerce had to have something to do with this weather today.
Yeah, it's beautiful, isn't it? It's 46 degrees right now, wind out of the south. They say it's out of the south. It kind of blows a little angle at different times. 71% humidity, 29.76 inches of mercury. We're getting ready to see two teams come together that, well, they haven't played in a while, but the last time they did, it was here, and it was under the lights. This will be the first time we play in Wichita under the sun.
Today's game being brought to you here on Care Radio by Atchison Auto Parts, L&L Constructions, Taco Johnson Atchison, our premier sponsors, and a lot more great folks like our kickoff sponsor. You need to kick off your weekend with Osabit Hundley Liquor. They're hometown friendly. They're hometown helpful. That is Hundley Liquor. We're set to go. The flip of the coin was won by Benedictine. It goes all the way down to Wichita. We were conversing and speculating what would the Ravens do if they won the flip. And they did what we thought they might.
Yeah, they did what we thought they would do, and that's to win the toss, take the football. And the Ravens, with a dynamic return duo of Titan Osborne and Dalton Witherspoon. And those Ravens are going to be lined up at the goal line, getting set to put a toe to the football. And it's going to be first team, all KCAC kicker, Truett Bosher. And, gosh, you said the wind was more brisk than people realized. The ball blowing off the tee, they're going to have to hold it on.
Yeah, Bosher, a big leg kicker out of Burleson, Texas, by way of Centennial High School. I remember when Centennial High School was a wide-open field.
Go Elks. Here we go. We're going to try this again. The advance by Bosher. And a kick is away into high, and it'll be taken by Osborne 2 yards deep. He's coming out. Ravens to the 10, bounce to the middle of the 15, gets it to the 20, head down 25 up to the 26-yard line, Titan Osborne. And the Ravens are going to have their first possession of the afternoon.
Finally coming down there on kick coverage for friends. It was Cole Milson, a sophomore linebacker out of right here in Wichita. Talk about this roster configuration for friends. They put a lot of Wichita and Wichita area kids. So, you know, we'll bring you those schools as we come to them. But, man, they do a real nice job of keeping kids here in the area.
Ravens quarterback Jackson Dooley already having a long conversation with Xavier Ugorji. Sets him up behind him. It's a first snap of the ball game. Motion to the left side is going to be Zimmerman. Receivers wide each way. QB back to throw. Jackson, all the time in the world, throws deep, wide open, and he missed Cheesy at the 50-yard line. Wow.
That time had plenty of time, not much rush from friends, but it almost looked like they were dropped back in a bit of a zone defense, the way that those safeties held off, and that time just overshot his intended receiver, Tanner Zimmerman. We haven't seen that since Des Moines.
That's true. That's exactly right. And then the next play, he hit him. So we'll watch for that. Second down, Benedictine. Second down, 10 of their own 26-yard line. Ravens in the white jerseys. Black helmets, black pants, red lettering and trim. Second down call. Motion will go to the left side. They got Haston already in the game. Hand off Ugorji. Penalty markers all over the field on a gain of 5, and you got to expect the offense moved.
Yeah, you got to figure that you're going to have a formational issue. No, we're going to get a false start against the defense. So offside against friends will be the call. And for Benedictine, take the penalty, right?
Oh, you can't not take the penalty.
Preserves the down.
Referees looking over to the far sideline to Coach Osborne, and I would not imagine this is going to take long.
You're going to lose a yard, but I like second and 5 instead of.
So there you have it. Offside on the defense, and here comes Benedictine. The officials today, because you checked in on it, they are out of the Sun Conference. So, for example, if you're in the 954, you might know these guys.
These guys have probably been in the vicinity, right? They're ready to get back on a plane and get back somewhere more Sun Conference-ish.
Yeah, the beaches are open today. Here's going to be the handoff on the sweep to the left side to the 30. Osborne picks up a first down. He'll get up to the 40-yard line. Give him about a 9-yard run. Braylon Jay coming up from the free safety spot. Four friends makes a stop. And Benedict will have his first down of the afternoon.
Nice little run right there off the left side following the blocking over there of Harrison Schmidt.
I got you.
Harrison Schmidt, the lead blocker over there, doing a nice job opening up that lane, and it'll be first and 10 for Benedictine.
The convenience of the scoreboard to our facility is not real handy. It's going to bring up a first and 10, right? It was at the 39-yard line. Play action, quarterback rolls right. He could have run a long way, instead makes a throw, and it is going to be incomplete. It's going to be a little bit short. And Gus, if Jackson had any run in him, he would have picked up about 18 or 20.
Yeah, Jackson Dooley on that little bit of a boot pass. We saw the Ravens run it last week and kind of struggled with it a little bit. That time runs out, trying to throw it on the run, and just comes up a little short and skips it in there to Titan Osborne. The Ravens now looking at a second and 10. They're going to take out TZ, bring into the ballgame Tyler Watson.
So 0 for 2 throwing the football, one a little bit high, one a little bit low. Maybe it's like the porridge. The third one is going to be just in time.
But can I tell you the thing that jumps out to me? Guys have been getting open.
Guys are getting open, and he's had quite a lot of time. It's a second down, 10. Ravens at their own 39. First to the middle, then to the outside. It's going to go LeBron. Hand off into the middle of Ugorji. He's good for 6 across the 45-yard line. Casey Lehman out of Fayetteville, Arkansas. He's another first team all KCAC defender making the tackle. Third down, 4 for the Ravens.
And of course, you're going to see that peppered throughout the afternoon, all of these all conference players for friends. Because, again, you're 12-0 in the conference. You deserve a little respect, and they're getting all that this season. Tanner Zimmerman back into the ballgame. He'll line up
tight end to the right. Yagorji is going to be about a half step in front of the quarterback on his right hand on a third down four call at the 45-yard line. TZ motions out to the left side. QB takes a step. Feels the pressure. Steps up over the middle. Cut! Zim at the 40. Zim at the 39. Ravens moving to football.
What a job right there by Tanner Zimmerman. Works right inside of his defender and over there trying to guard him. I've got that as being Cameron Schroeder.
Clock stops as they advance the chains. We're only a couple of minutes into the ballgame. It's a 12:57 mark. And now we get a timeout. Oh, we got a friend player who's a little slow to climb to his feet. And so the teams are going to go to their respective sidelines. Tell you what, it's a great chance for me to remind you that how about L&L Construction? All your spring projects, you got things coming up that you're going to be wanting to work on this winter or end of the spring. The remodeling, new construction, doesn't matter. They can handle it. Call L&L Construction. They are the guys in the red trucks.
Jackson Doolin so far in this ballgame finds himself 1 of 3 for 16 yards right now. Benedictine's run the ball twice this afternoon for 14 yards. Is it? Okay.
So, young man coming off the field is going to be Brock Zerger. He's the number 4 tackler on this team, cornerback for Princeton University. The field runs north and south here. We're right in this, basically in the middle of campus. The field house is behind us. The administrative and the classroom buildings are in front of us and on the west, east side, rather, of the field. So, very centrally located here on the Friends campus. Ravens have moved the chains. It'll be first and 10, Benedictine at the 39-yard line in Friends territory. Quarterback Jackson Dooley. 1 for 3 hits a big pass a moment ago. He's going to hand off Yagorji. Slow walks it to the 35. Breaks the tackle to the 30. Yagorji, 15. Yagorji, 10. Yagorji, 5. Yagorji, touchdown, Ravens.
Well, the Ravens made that first possession of the ball game look a little too easy as they worked the ball all the way down the field. Cap it off with a 30-yard Xavier Yagorji touchdown run. And I'm telling you, we are off to the races right now as you're going to expect now when Friends gets the ball back, they're going to look to kind of do the same thing. So at the 12:29 mark of the first quarter, Benedictine gets themselves on the board.
And coming up for the PAT, Christian Colby. Gus, he's been pretty good this year. Dooley with the hold, the snap by Abram. The kick is up, and it is through the uprights, and we're going to take our first time out of the ball game. Break at 12:29 to go. Quarter number one, it's Benedictine 7 and Friends nothing.
If you got a construction job that needs to be done and done right, contact L&L Construction. Whether it's commercial, residential, remodeling, new construction, even metal buildings, no job is too large or too small. You name it, they can handle it. Locally owned and operated, L&L Construction has been turning your dreams into reality for over 20 years for efficiency and cost effectiveness inside or out. Contact the folks in the red trucks. Call 913-367-3161 or check out their website, L&L Construction. Quality is our priority.
Well, Ravens getting set to kick it off for the first time this afternoon after that incredible opening series drive down the field to give them a 7-0 lead. And you bet you can kick off your holiday party with a stop at Hundley Liquor. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful, that is Hundley Liquor. Here's the advance of the ball by Christian Colby, and the boot is away, and it's in very, very, very short, taken at the 21-yard line. To the 25, breaks it to the 30, all the way to the 35, and up to the 36-yard line. A nice return of, I've got to say, stunningly short kick.
Well, you're kicking into that wind, and if you notice on Colby's PAT opportunity, he kicked it, it went in, and the wind kind of caught it and just dropped it straight down. So that time Colby tried to kick one up into the wind, and instead he's going to have to work on driving the football this afternoon. And we're hoping that is one of many kickoffs this afternoon for Christian Colby.
And we're going to get our first look at the Friends Falcon offense. This offense is highly touted nationally. It is supposed to be the real deal with the greatest rushing game in the history of modern football. Let's see if they've got it. Here's a first down call. Quarterback's going to hand off in the middle of the line, and it's going to be a quick 5 yards to the 41-yard line. Nothing special about that. A straight-ahead run into the A-gap, and Adrian Sykes will get 5.
That time coming up to make the stop. Blake Castillo along with Isaac Lopez in on the stop. A nice run on first down for the Falcons.
Lopez had that huge game last Saturday with that fantastic game-sealing interception late. With a long look to the near side and play clock that is still at 19, Friends, Gus, this is how they play football. They're in no hurry. They're going to take the time. They're going to down to 10, down to 9. Now they're just getting the play in. They love to run the ball. They love to burn time off the clock. They love to limit opponent possessions. That's their goal here today. Hand off another right side line. No, they're going to pitch it. Try to get to the outside. Hit. Dropped that for a 2-yard gain. I'll tell you what. I don't know if I ever saw anybody fall any harder after Dylan Witherspoon and Ben Gilliland hit him.
Bingo. Looked like a heat-seeking missile right there. He jumped over an offensive lineman that tried to cut him. Jumped over him and then just a big hit stick right there. It is now third down for Friends. Now, last week on third down, Friends, 2 of 6 in their win over William Penn.
It is a third down 4 from their own 42-yard line. They got to get this thing up to the 46. Ravens are going to do a little adjustment, a little shifting on the defensive front. Receiver wind to the right side. The guy on the near side is offside, I think. Motion to the near. Hand off. They're going to sweep right. They're going to pick up a first down, and they're going to get a little bit more up to 49-yard line. So it will be a first down for Friends on move the sticks. Carrying the football, Mike Lopez.
Anthony Longren makes the stop on that play. And Anthony in there, not a guy we see this early in the ball game playing the free safety position. A redshirt freshman out of Blue Valley High School.
I am surprised to see, for example, because the right tackle has just moved over to play the left tackle spot. That's 6'2", 250 senior, Kyrie Watkins for Friends. So the offensive line, where guys usually have these lifetime positions, they are shuffling all around it with various responsibilities. First and 10 to the 49-yard line, just short of midfield. Handoff is going to go straight into the middle again. The Ravens submarine him. There is a gain of a yard. Straight ahead running, but not much there for Sykes.
What a job by Isaac Lopez. He went in, got low, allowed Sykes no chance to drop a shoulder, and instead gets hit for a 2-yard gain. That'll bring up 2nd and 8 now for the Falcons.
Clock clicking along with 10 minutes to go. In the opening quarter, Benedictine with a 7-0 lead. They took the opening kickoff of the ball game, drove it the length of the field, and punched it into the end zone on a nice run. And again, taking all the time in the world. Look at how fringe. Because they just try to do the old Muhammad Ali, the rope-a-dope, man. They just slow you down and try to lull you to sleep. 2nd down, 8. Handoff, though. Kepa, the quarterback, spins forward. He is buried after a 2-yard pickup. Nothing for Cavante Baker there. Ben Gilliland again with the stop.
Now, that play was turned back inside. Quarterback wanted to keep it and get outside, but great job by Isaiah Haston coming up, pinning the quarterback, forcing him to turn back inside. And as soon as he did that, Ben Gilliland makes his 2nd tackle of the afternoon. Now, we're looking at a 3rd down for Friends. Now, just moments ago, they converted on a 3rd and 4. This time, they're looking at a 3rd and 6.
Friends in a very, I'm calling it Ohio State kind of a look, with the silver helmet, silver pants, red jerseys with white lettering and trim. At the Raven 47-yard line, it's a 3rd down, half a dozen. Quarterback keeps it, throws the ball. It's bouncing around. It's rolling underground. They're going to cover it up. A loss of about 5. It's going to bring up a 4th and 9.
What a job by Jason Anderson. Came through, hit the quarterback as he tried to pitch it. The ball hits off the turf, bounces right back to the back, but nowhere for him to go. But take a 4-yard loss. It's now 4th and 10, and we're going to see the punt return unit for Benedictine in. JoJo going to settle around his 10.
Connor Tillman is the punter out of Sedgwick, Kansas. He's going to have this big wind you've been talking about at his back. He stands at his own 35-yard line. The snap is back. Helmet high. The Ravens coming after it, and he'll get it away. Fair catch called for and made at the 9, and it's going to bring up a 1st and 10. So Benedictine will have a long way to go, but the Ravens defense stiffens. Gives up nothing.
Now, on that punt by Connor Tillman, he has yet to have one blocked this season. We're going to tell you.
He's getting one today.
One is happening this afternoon.
You got that exactly right. Here we go. It's 8-10 to play in the opening quarter. Benedictine, first possession, drove down the field and scored. It is 7-0 Ravens, and they're going to begin this one at their own 9. So deep in their own end. Wide to the near side is going to be Lagafuiana. Single man, wind to the left side, wing to the right. Is that Witherspoon back here now in the backfield?
Nope.
No, Ugorji. TZ to the right, quarterback back, flares one, gets it, Ugorji dropped it. My.
That's when they're trying to flare it out of the backfield. Scott Brecky makes the hit on the quarterback, but that time Ugorji is not able to haul it in. If he catches that, that's an easy 7 on first down instead. It's going to bring up a 2nd and 10 for the Benedictine offense.
Lagafuiana is going to shift over to the left side. So the Ravens are overloading, Gus, the short side of the field. Look how everybody's in tight. There are no wide receivers. There's 2 guys in kind of a slot spot on the left side. 2nd down, 10. Long count, hard count, back to throw. Julie, all the time in the world, steps up, Now he can run. Dooley to the 10, 15, to the 20. He's going to get a Benedictine first down. The secondary came up, Gus, tried to close on him. And you had Brandon Jay and Tommy Agnew over there. But I'm going to tell you what, that was an excellent run by Dooley, and that is exactly what the Draven offense needs.
Yeah, nice heads-up run right there by Dooley now. He's going to go back, talk to the coaching staff after a play like that. He did have Titan over here, but that was going to be a long throw. I like what you do. To hold on to the football, picked up the first down as Demario Sims was getting some pressure.
First and 10 for the Ravens at the 19. Motion right, back left. Sim will reset. They are stunting the blitz. Play clock's at 7 and at 6. Dooley takes it. Hands off to Gorgie. Dances left. There's just not much there. He'll get a couple of yards. It was tough going.
That time they brought the nickel back off the edge, and he kind of worked his way down in, made the tackle on the play, but not before Gorgie able to pick up 2. It'll be 2nd and 8. Andrew Arnold going to get credit for the tackle. He is first-team all-conference, number 3 on this team when it comes to tackles.
Beautiful sunny day. You mentioned, you know, we're 50 degrees-ish out here this afternoon. And a strong breeze out of the south, which is in the face of the Ravens here in quarter number 1. 2nd and 8. Back to throw again is Dooley. He's chased out of the pocket, running for his life. Goes to the left, stepped out of bounds, shoved from behind, and he's going to be knocked to the ground. That was a very borderline kind of a hit on the sideline.
Now, LaShawn Davis got the pressure on Jackson Dooley, forced him out of bounds, and finally it was Barrett Rhodes who gave him that big push at the end. Rhodes, a senior out of Hayesville campus.
You can throw a rock to his house from here down to Hayesville. 3rd down, 3. And multiple substitutions coming in for the Friends defense. They think the Rams are going to run it because they're bringing in some big old man.
Big bodies right now.
And everybody in the box. 11 defenders in the box. And Witherspoon is into the running back. 3rd down, 3. Riddell go to the eye. The handoff, Witherspoon puts his head down. He's got it. Look out at the 40. Caught from behind at the 41. He was a shoestring away, guys, from a long, long run.
Yeah, and that time, saving the play, Tyson Wallace, a sophomore out of Goddard High School, second team, all KCAC, saved a would-be touchdown right there.
Okay, I'm telling you, Trey Madrid, Rashad Beckham, Britton Smith on the right side, like good bulldozers just opening up the way.
Telling you, this offensive line over the last 5 weeks has really turned into, kind of that bulldozer idea.
And we get movement in the middle, and that might be a penalty against the Ravens here.
No.
No? The ball at the 40-yard line. Let's see what our referee's got to say. Offside defense. His microphone's not working, right? But ours is.
But I'll tell you, that's the one that, as a football fan, that's the one that gets on your nerves the most, because you're lined up right over the football. Jumps up, hits the center, Rashad Beckham, and costs his team 5 yards.
So the Ravens looking at their own 45-yard line, first down time. Handoff straight ahead. Here's Witherspoon, bounces up, gets the first down, crosses midfield, give him 8.
That time, nice job by Witherspoon, running first to the right, then to the left, following great blocking by Tyler Watson. Cooper Skabrecki makes the stop. He's the number 2 tackler on this team, coming in with 48, already up to 50 tackles on the season. Getting rid of flies left and right.
They're farming them down here. It's a first down Benedictine across midfield. You're going to have Witherspoon in the backfield. And Arenas, look at this. They're going to bring the 2 big tight ends, Watson and TZ, to the right. QB's back. Throws. Hits Zim. That's a 45. Bumped out of bounds at the 40. Give him 8.
That time, Zim caught the ball right in front of the safety over there. Casey Lehman. Lehman also first-teamer out of Fayetteville, Arkansas. Come on to play a little football in Fayetteville.
Have you heard or noticed the theme here? Ravens picking up 6, 7, 8 at a time. Not long 10s and 15s or 20s, but they are making big, big gains.
They're just knocking off chunks at a time right now. This is what I expected from the Friends offense today.
Here's Ugorji in the backfield. 2nd down and a couple for the Ravens. QB's back, flares it, left side. It's caught in the backfield to the 40. Picking up a 1st down, leaning forward. It's going to be Haston down to the 35-yard line. Isaiah Haston. His mom and family are down here. They own 1 coach, Gus.
Yeah.
Out of San Diego, they'll never need a 2nd win.
That time making the stop was Raylan Jay and Cy Aponte.
Benedictine again moves the stage. Remember, this series began all the way back at the Raven 9-yard line. It may have just clunked and clunked and pushed and shoved and gotten this ball downfield. They are now at the 35-yard line and Falcons into the field. Single man to the backfield, little wraparound handoff, looking for a spot, finds a spot at the 30, at the 25, spinning forward to the 22-yard line. That's another 13-yard gain.
I love, look back here, and in the backfield, you're going to see Jacoby Hinton threw his guy down, and his player was never a part of that play. What a nice run right there by Ugorji. He had a decision to make. Do I cut outside or do I shallow cut inside? And you know, you kind of hear that Pop's voice on your shoulders there. Take the shallow cut, and he did just that. Picked up great yardage all the way down to the 22-yard line. It'll be first and 10 Ravens.
Friends are trying to find a combination. They continue to shift new players in. There's that chaos defense that we talked about on the way down here as everybody's jumping and bouncing and moving. But for the Ravens, quarterback is back, sidesteps the defender, throws one into the flat. It's caught inside the 15. It's going to be very close. It's a first down at the 11.
Great job catching the ball over there with Cameron Dover. Ethan Grimmett finally makes the stop, able to push him out of bounds over there. But I'm telling you, the issue with that chaos is that you start running around, but you kind of forget what your assignment is, and that's what they did right there. The Ravens now with a first down all the way down to my favorite part. If you're going to get a first down, get in at the 12. You can still pick up one more first down inside the 5.
First and 10, Benedictine. This time it is Witherspoon in the backfield, and the Ravens guys have run the ball extremely well against this French defense. They'll go motion left with LeBron. Handoff is going to go Witherspoon. Look at the gaping hole. He'll cut back into the middle, take it to the 8, give him 5.
That time Tyson Wallace, the sophomore out of Goddard, makes the stop on the play. But another nice run right there by Witherspoon. You're going to see out of the ballgame Cameron Dover and Isaiah Hastings. But Ravens are making a whole bunch of substitutions also.
Yep. No, watch this. You ever know that when something wacky is going to happen, it's watch this. And I'm just going to tell you. Here go the Ravens on a second down, 7 at the 9-yard line, and watch this. Running back is going to be Witherspoon. The ball is going to be snapped directly to Ugorji, and he is in trouble. That, watch this, turned into a disaster.
That time Tyson Wallace finally makes the play, and coming back into the ballgame for this third down call is going to be Jackson Newley. What time you got on the clock?
I've got a minute 40 to play in the opening quarter. Time, tick-tock, man. Ravens leading at 7-0. This has been a 12-play, 80-yard drive for Benedictine. And it is going on 8 minutes long.
Yeah.
And Ravens, third down at about 8 or 9, just outside the 10-yard line. Back into the game, Jackson. Dalton Witherspoon's with him. Ravens are going to overload the short side. He'll throw this one. Motion to Titan. He's over to the left side, looking for Titan. Goes into Titan, catches it at the 10, cuts in the middle to the 5. And now it's going to be down at the 5-yard line. Do you go for 3? Do you go for 6?
Everybody started coming in. Coach throws up the stop sign and says, let's talk about this. And now he's going to send Clove in to kick the field goal right here. Would have probably left my offense out there.
I would have just been. I mean, I'm going to post these. I'm looking for some points. I'm hungry. I'm aggressive. But the Ravens are going to settle for the 23-yard field goal ever. Remember, it's into the wind. The PAT was just not exactly a gimme. It's a long snap by Abram Phillips. It'll be down on the 13, duly to hold. It is placed and kicked and up and good. And the Ravens extend their lead. Time out of the field with that. 22 seconds left in quarter one. Benedictine 10,
Prince nothing. Johnson Atchison is fired up for Benedictine College football. Whether you're celebrating a big win or gearing up for kickoff, Taco John's is the place to gather with friends for tacos, nachos Navidad, famous potato olays, and more. To show our Raven pride, Benedictine students get 10% off with a valid student ID year-round. We love BC students, we love BC football, and we're ready to feed your game day crew. Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, older, better. Let's go, Ravens.
Well, the Ravens put together an 80-yard drive downfield and have to settle for a field goal, but they stretch their lead here in the late seconds of the opening quarter to 10-0. Welcome back, everybody. Cavante Baker is back to return the kick, along with Elias Pino. Because Cavante, I'm told, he's back there, but he's not really care about returning the ball. He's got a window dressing back around the 10-yard line. Coming up with the kick is going to be Christian. And Kloby will put a toe to it into the wind. Again, it's going to be high. It's going to be knocked down. And it's going to be short. Field it at the 12-yard line. To the 20. Outside 25. At the edge of the 30. And pushed out of bounds into the Ravens sideline. They have a first down.
Yeah, Ben Gilliland over there for the Ravens. Able to usher him out of bounds. But a really nice return right there for Friends. And something I'm a little surprised about is Kloby on his first kickoff that was really short. It got hung up by the wind. I'm surprised he didn't try to drive that thing maybe a little more.
Well, he won't have to worry about it long. We're 16 seconds left in the opening quarter. He's going to have the wind at his back very, very shortly. About one play left in quarter number one. And here comes the Friends offense. And 5 foot 10 inch, 180 pound senior quarterback out of Wichita Heights, Kavante Baker. Kavante, he has been fantastic all year. Ravens held him in his first series. They'll hand off to the running back. He's got room. Look at he busts through, pick up a quick 10. That was a fast hitter into the middle by Nick Cordova. Anthony Longren with the tackle, and the opening quarter is in the book. Timeout on the field after one in Wichita, Kansas. It's the Benedictine Ravens 10, Friends nothing.
Looking for a fresh, fast, and delicious meal in Atchison? Head to Subway, conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct. From made-to-order sandwiches and wraps to crisp salads, protein bowls, and breakfast options, Subway has something for everyone, any time of day. And be sure to watch for their special $6.99 meal of the day for a great deal on your favorites. Fresh ingredients, great value, and made just the way you like it. Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison.
Studio producing and engineering. We got Case up here, got Gus up here, John Counts with you. And tell you what, Friends Falcon fans has turned out a huge number. Raven fans, because there's not an empty seat in the visitors' bleachers across the way from us. Fantastic to see people turning out to support these athletes and coaches and all the staff here in the postseason. We go to the second quarter. Benedictine leading a 10-0. However, Friends with their first possession of the second quarter. They've gotten the ball just across midfield. They're at the Raven 49, first and 10. On a nice little run by Nicky Cordova out of Humble, Texas. Coming up over to football, Doug Grider, one of two linemen out of Halstead, Kansas. And a quarterback will be back to throw. Look at this. Steps up in a pocket. Rolling. Gets outside. Ravens drop him. He'll pick up four, and the ball is out. And is it out or is it down? The official's running up over it. Is he calling it down, guys?
Yep, they're going to say he is down. But I like the aggressiveness right there of the defense. Put a big hit on the quarterback, Kavante Baker, who's Dylan Witherspoon and Isaac Lopez. And you see Cole Johnson say, hey, ball's loose. Let's pick it up and run to the other end. Force the officials to stop this. And they did just that.
Here's the deal. Kavante Baker is a smart guy. And he's smart enough to not want that to ever happen again. He's not going to want to take the kind of punishment that Benedictine was metering out inside, and it's going to bring up a second down 7 at the Raven 46-4 Friends. QB is up under center. You got this double wing offense, motion near side, handoff fullback, and again, he'll burst through for a quick 4 or 5. Gets it down to the 41-yard line.
Ben Gilliland in on the stop also. Anthony Longren. And now this is where Friends really strives, is that third and short, right? They're looking at a third and 2 right here in Benedictine territory at the 41.
Third down and a couple, and it's the quick hit offense. That's the call of the flex bone. It's a double wing offense. You got a running back as a wing outside the left tight end, one on the right side on the right tight end, and a single man behind the quarterback who's under center. They're going to hand it off on a jet sweep. They'll turn it into the middle, and they will get close to the first down. He didn't get it.
Ben Gilliland.
Wow. He did not get to the edge. The Ravens closed like a rocket on the near side. This is the air capital of the world, and he was a heat-seeking missile over here.
Isaac Lopez and Ben Gilliland doing a great job. Now, Friends looking at a 4th-and-1. You leave your offense out there, and this time I think you try to push it into the middle because getting to the edge is going to be a little tough this afternoon against this Raven defense.
4th-and-1. This can be a game-changing play in the early moments of the second quarter. Ravens leading us 10-0. 4th-and-1 at the Raven 40. QB will turn, handoff running back, quarterback keeps it, pushes it on a great second. Got it, maybe.
I think if we're going off the far side official, he's short. On the near side official, he got it. Now, let's see who is going to get this call.
They're going to angle out. That's a first down.
So the far side official came in, and he had a little closer, Blake Castile. And can I tell you, for friends, on a fourth and less than a yard, they made that interesting, that's for sure. It's going to be first and 10 for Friends. They're going to mark it down just shy of the 39-yard line.
And now Friends is going to shift the tackles again from side to side on a first and 10 call. Wide to the left side, but don't get a lot of wide outs. It's going to be Sammy Becker over there. He's a 6'4 junior out of McPherson, Kansas. And a single man wide to the right side at Austin Pratt. QB, hands off, straight ahead, stood up, and does the quarterback comes rushing in. Usually see running backs push the sack. Well, you see Cavante Baker try to move the sack. It'll be a gain of about 4.
Cole Johnson in on the stop, and the Ravens will bring in a fresh set of defensive linemen. And it's really interesting. They're going to bring in Dylan Bennett. They're going to bring in Jason Anderson on this one.
Second down at the Benedictine 35-yard line. This is the best field position of the afternoon so far for Friends at the 35. Quarterback is going to step up with that double wing offense. Motion left. QB's back. Looking to throw. Stepped up in the pocket. Someone deep. He's got a man wide open, and it's going to be caught. And it's a sprint touchdown. Ravens trying to jump the route. Friends goes into the end zone. And we got a Friends player who is a little winky about getting up down here.
At that time, Isaiah Haston tried to jump the route, and now we got a Friends player down in the end zone, and that's going to be the receiver who caught that touchdown. He also caught one pass last week, a 33-yard touchdown.
Well, they're sorting him out. I'm going to remind you that just an auto parts dealer, your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. They got locations all around, Atchison, Leavenworth, Smithville, Sebastian. They can get your parts the same day it was not in the store. Atchison Auto Parts. The touchdown coming at 11:23 to go in the second quarter, and they're still trying to get this guy off the field out here. He's in the middle of the end zone. It's where he caught that pass and kind of lunged into the end zone, but yes, he got the worst of that, and now the trainers are down on a knee, giving him a little bit of a look-see.
So, 4, Kalante Baker, that was a 35-yard touchdown pass. Comes with 11:23 on the clock, and for Friends, they're looking to draw to back within a 3-point deficit.
Lots of games going on around the nation in the NAIA Football Championship Series. There are 4 games going on today.
Three
other games? Yeah, that's right. There should be 4, but there aren't. There are 3. And climbing to his feet is going to be little Austin Pratt, the 5'10 senior out of Bakersfield, California. And they're going to help him off the field. He's got kind of a wrap on the left leg anyway, but he seems to be coming off. He'll probably be right back in there. He doesn't look to be dinged up too bad. 11:23 to go in the second quarter. I'll make a little note and see how long he remains off the field. And here comes the PAT effort. It'll be kicker Truett Bosher. First team all KCAC. 91 of 92 PATs this year. Certainly, Friends has gotten the ball in the end zone a lot. It will be held at the 10-yard line. The snap, the kick, and the Ravens don't even take it. It is going to be up and good, and we're going to take a timeout. A break coming at 11:23 to go. We're in the opening half. We're in Wichita. Benedictine 10, Friends 7.
The holiday season is here, and there's no better way to celebrate than with Hunley Liquor. Whether you're hosting a festive gathering, bringing a bottle to a friend's house, or toasting the season with loved ones, we have everything you need to keep the holiday cheer going strong. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make your holiday gatherings unforgettable. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
Because the Ravens are a smart team. They have learned from previous experience and previous observation. They're students. They study. They saw the Raven kickoffs catch up in the wind and end up short. The Raven return guys are standing at the 25-yard line here awaiting the kickoff by Friends. So BC is anticipating a kick into the wind that will not be deep, and that's what they're going to get. It is going to be caught at the 10, though, up the right side, 20, up to number 25, number 30, number 35, up to the 40, up to the 44-yard line. How about that for a nice return? Is that them? No, that's going to be Titan. Titan Osborne, the redshirt freshman out of Washburn Rural.
Titan's got a really nice cheering section over here.
Yeah.
Down here just to our left. Titans family.
I don't know.
Yeah. Hour and a half, hour 45,
yeah. 45, yeah, under two for sure. Here we go, first and 10. Benedictine on his third possession of the afternoon. First possession, touchdown. Second possession, field goal. And QB back, throws right, caught at the 50. Spinning forward, trying to break a tackle, but finally three guys get over there to finish him off. It'll be a 7-yard gain to the 50-yard line.
Went to Colomo in on the stop. He's a junior out of Wichita Northwest. 7-yard gain, though, on first down. We'll bring up a 2nd and 3 for the Raven offense.
So Benedictine moves the ball across midfield. Takes it into the 49-yard line of the Falcons. Clock moving briskly. We're at 10:40 to go in the first half. Ravens up 3. Trips left side, wide side, single man right side. DeGorgi in the backfield. He'll go motion. QB back to throw. Fires one up the field. Over to middle. Caught at the Titan. It's a Raven touchdown. Benedictine on the board. That is a 2-play drive. Well, guys, they can score a little quicker than that.
Yeah, that time hit Titan on a post route, and that time he got right inside Cy Aponte. And I'm going to tell you, Aponte might be a good, strong safety. Not good enough to be a cornerback on Benedictine's best receiver today. Wow, what a quick strike by Benedictine.
10:31 to go in the half. And the Ravens are right back on the board. Here's Kloby in again. That play, Gus, could not have been more wide open and well executed and certainly well conceived. It is down. It is up. We're taking another break as the Ravens stretch the lead again. 10:31 to go in the opening half. Benedictine 17, Prince 7.
Camberwell Pharmacy now offers free prescription delivery available to those living within the city limits of Atchison, Hiawatha, Effingham, Lancaster, Everest, Horton, Highland, and Troy. It's the perfect option if you have limited mobility or find it difficult to pick up your prescriptions. Learn more about Camberwell Pharmacy and our free delivery services by calling 913-367-1654 in Atchison or 785-742-6190 in Hiawatha or visit our website at amberwellhealth.org.
Well, Benedictine, because what you say, took them 52 seconds to get themselves into the end zone on two plays. Big return by Titan Osborne. The first pass, the first down catch by LePon. And then the long TD strike for 49 yards, duly to Osborne. And now the Ravens are going to have to hold the football to kick it away. This kickoff brought to you by Hundley Liquor. Hometown friendly and hometown helpful. You know them. They're Hundley Liquor. Right there on South 9th Street in Atchison. Wow, Benedictine striking quickly. Your friend, don't you have to be just like a little staggered by that?
Yeah.
Because away, that kick is strong. That kick is high. That kick is deep, and it lands 3 yards out the back of the end zone where it strikes the ground.
That's one of those punch you in the mouth type plays, like Benedictine. Like, friends, put together a really nice possession. They scored off a big play. They came over the sideline. You're starting to get a little water, and all of a sudden, it's like we look up and we were looking at a 3-point game. Now we're back down 10, and so I think that's one of those things for friends. This is a big possession for them.
Okay, I've got to ask you. We were chatting a little football along with that, selling all the world's problems on the way down here this morning. You had mentioned a number, how much time this season Friends has trailed its opponent.
Yeah, we'll get the number exactly. 30 minutes is the total.
Quarterback is back, hands off into the middle, and there's a hitter into the left side for 5. And look at that way downfield block by old Kyrie Watkins down here. But 2nd down and 5, up around the 30-yard line for Friends.
Talk about Friends this season. They have trailed only 30 minutes and 5 seconds total on the season. That was like 4% of the season.
They have not led for a moment yet today.
Second down, 5.
They have not trailed at halftime to any opponent all season.
From their own 30-yard line, QB's going to keep it, bounce into the middle, and he'll be short of the first down, picking up about 4 yards. A good little stutter step by Kayvonte Baker. And once more, you're going to find Blake Castile on the defensive end for Benedictine making that stop.
You know what I like about that play right there for the Benedictine defense? It was one of those we talked about on the way down. The way to beat this team is just hit everybody. They tackled the swing man. They tackled the other back and the quarterback. You know what? One of those three guys has to have the football. I like that attitude right now for the Benedictine defense. It is 3rd and 1, a big play right here for Friends.
Yep, for the Falcons with 9:20 to go in the opening half. It's their own 34-yard line, 3rd down short, 3rd down and only 1. A huge first down they need to have here. The QB will make the pitch. They'll sweep outside. They'll get the first down, picking up about 3. It'll bring up a 1st and 10 on the sweep to the near side. Caden Rigsby with the pitch and a carry and the first down.
Isaiah Hasten goes low. Ben Gilliland goes high to clean it up. But for Friends, that looked like a play that was going to go for a big game. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere comes Hasten and Gilliland to clean it up. So, able to pick up a 1st down, but right now, Friends hasn't been able to get those ones to break off to be big plays.
Again, Friends in the middle with Cole Herman, 6'5", 300. Doug Grider, 6'2", 270. Both out of Halstead, Kansas. Kel Stroud out of Chapman, 6'5", 300. They got some beef in the middle of that offensive front. 1st and 10 at their own 38. Markers all over the field. 1, 2, 3. The pitch to the outside. The run to the edge. And it's going to be about a 10-yard gain that's coming back. Now we get a penalty marker over on the far sideline. Way late and way after the play in front of the Ravens sideline.
And now you've got a Friends player coming to the bench telling them, yeah, that's my fault. But the problem is, if that's an after the play, like a dead ball, that's going to back it up on top of the first penalty.
This is where the officials from the Sun Belt earn their money. They have 4 of them gathered up at the 40-yard line discussing the disposition of this 1st down play. So
we'll let this could be a half the distance to the goal line type penalty, right? Like 15 and 5. If it's a formational issue, which I think it is.
And then a subsequent issue.
And that's one of the things for the Friends offense. They get a lot of yards, but they're not built to play from behind the stick. Now we're seeing coming off the field for Benedictine is Dylan Witherspoon talking to the sideline and the official.
I don't think he's coming off so much as he's just like
he's trying to get
explaining.
Clarification.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe and that's an offsetting
Friends
penalty
coaches,
over there.
Friends coaches are out coaching in the middle of the field.
Here we go.
Yeah. Let's see what this is all about here. Hope his microphone works this time. There's your offside penalty.
Okay, so offside's Benedictine. Okay. Offside Benedictine chop block against Friends after the play, unsportsmanlike Benedictine. Unsportsmanlike Friends. But it's all said and done. We're going to get 4 penalties and the ball won't move. Replay 1st down.
Okay.
And now we're also going to get a sideline warning against Friends.
Well, that's because the coaches were clear out in the field. So, I think you can do that in those circumstances. All right. So, wow, that was a whole lot of stuff going on. So when it is all said and done, 8:20 to go. Clock's rolling, by the way, as we stand here. The Benedictine leading in the ball game, 17-7. And Friends coming up over 1st and 10 again at their own 38-yard line. I know you call the flex one. I'm going to call this a double wing all day. The quarterback will get outside, puts his head down. He is wrapped up, keeps his feet, but the Ravens are going to pile drive him. He'll gain. After all of that work, guys, that's maybe a three-yard gain. And Isaiah Hasten, another stop.
Yeah, and that was one of those plays where Eddie spun around and got up, and then he just got thrown back to the ground. Look over here on the near sideline. You're going to see number 7, Elias Dino.
He's
got that hip roll. See all that bandage on the hip. He's trying to loosen himself up. He keeps throwing his head back. He's not really happy about, you know, his condition right now.
2nd down, 6. They're going to give him a good spot up to the 42-yard line. His own 42 for Friends. And the clock just continues to rocket, man. We're at 7:20 to go in the half. QB will keep it. Late pitch. Sweep into the outside. Looking for the edge. Ravens close the gap and going to come up short of the first down. Getting toward the outside with the run of the football. That is going to be for Friend. I've got that as running back. Is that Joey Millsbaugh, number 10?
That's Millsbaugh on the run and the tackle by Anthony Longren. I've been really impressed with the way Anthony's playing. He's a guy who we haven't talked about a lot this season. Only 12 tackles coming into today's game, but Anthony putting together a really good start to this ballgame.
Here's another big third down call. Third down and a couple, and this is big because, again, from this distance, Friends could not afford to go on fourth. They're going to have to pick it up here or give Benedictson the ball back, and the clock rolling down now 6.5 minutes to go in the first half. Everybody hunts right up in the middle.
There we go. We're going to get a timeout before the delay.
We're taking a break. Timeout on the field. Down at 6.5 to go. We're in the opening half in Wichita. The Benedictine Ravens 17, Friends 7.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With 3 tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Well, coming out of the timeout, that was a smart play by the Prince coaching staff because to save themselves from getting jammed up. Prince coming into the game, the champion of the KCAC at 12-0, and they are trailing Benedictine right now, 17-7. And we are clipping right along. This game moving fast. We're down at 6.5 minutes to play in the first half. Well, the Ravens had 3 possessions, right? 3 possessions for Benedictine, 2 touchdowns and a field goal.
Correct. And for Friends, this is going to be their third possession of the afternoon. Now, remember, Benedictine won the toss, elected to take the football, so Friends will get the ball to start the second half.
And here come the Falcons, and a little back in the backfield. Is their quarterback going to keep it? He'll boot left. He's going to be hit, and he is going to be right at, I don't know if he got it.
He went sideways, and I don't think he picks up the first
down.
They got
a
job. They're going to save first down.
Big spot over there.
I thought the football was on the back arm. Right? When he got spun around, I thought it was to the backside. But a first down and a big play right there for Friends to keep this drive alive.
Is it my imagination or just wishful thinking? Or what? I feel like the Ravens are playing so hard and hitting so hard. That has got to be taking a toll on the Friends' backs before this thing wraps up.
Yeah, I'm telling you, this Benedictine defense is flying around a little more than we're accustomed to seeing them. I'm not saying that they don't play great defense. They're just selling out right now.
First and 10, Friends. A couple of yards short of the 50. And that straight-ahead run, and that's going to be good for maybe 4. And then falling forward, and that play is blown dead. Everybody stops, and nobody stops. They keep running and scrunched and scruffing.
Dylan Bennett, along with Trey Williams, making the stop on the play, checking out of the ballgame for this second down play is going to be, we took out a defensive back over there. We're going to see Joey Abrams checking out of the ballgame.
That was Edrin Sykes. Edrin, I tell you, he's a sophomore out of Arkansas, first team all KCAC. Last week, 119 yards rushing. Second down, 5 here. The pitch will go to the sweep end of the near side. Finds a seam, comes up, gets hit, driven down, got a first down on another 5-yard gain. And you see the offensive lineman way out here leading the outside run. And Gus, total props out here to whoever number 70 is. Is that Connor Herman? I see 70 in red, but I don't have any idea who he was. But anyway, every time I see him get up, he's slower back to the huddle.
Well, and so many times you see a Friends running back hit, get spun around, and then kind of catch a little friendly fire from an offensive lineman.
Isn't that left tackle 70? I mean,
yeah, that's a very large man wearing 70 up there.
No 70 on the programs here for Friends. It's first and 10 at the Raven 41-yard line. Motion left. QB keeps, dances, spins. Oh, that was a beautiful move. Look at the run at the 30, down to the 25-yard line. That was a spectacular carry.
Yeah, that was a really nice job. He faked the pitch worked inside, then had a nice spin move back to the inside. Too many times guys want to spin out towards the sideline. He spun back into the middle of the field and able to pick up yardage all the way down to the 25, where Isaiah Haston will finally bring him down.
The risk on that spin back into the inside, if there's a linebacker coming up on you, you spin right into the teeth of that tackle. First and 10, and Friends moving to football. They trail Benedictine by 10.
Kevontae Baker gave him 16 yards on that last carry.
And again, the play clock down to single digits, 7, 5. They're just got coming up over the football with 3 and 2, and there's a snap and a handoff left side, and the tackle made after a gain of 2 or 3 because he breaks that tackle. There's no one between him and the end zone.
And that's what they're looking for. Finally, Ben Gilliland makes a stop on the play. We also see Dylan Witherspoon in the vicinity, and that's what Friends is looking for is, hey, you're going to pack the box. You're going to finally miss a tackle once in a while, and we're going to break off a big play. Right now, Benedictine doing a good job of sure-handed tackles, but I'm telling you got to keep an eye on those.
3:20 left in the half. Now, remember, the Falcons have used one of their timeouts. They've got 2 timeouts remaining. Second down at the 21. This time, the handoff into the middle, and there's this is a bad idea. You cannot run into the middle of the Ravens defensive front. And Edron Sykes, because he knows, he's got to find more room than that. There was nothing.
Ben Gilliland, Jason Anderson in on the job right there for Benedictine. Now we're looking at a 3rd down and 4. Friends this afternoon on 3rd downs, they are 3 of 5, but this one a little longer than what they've been accustomed to. They're looking at a 3rd and called almost 5.
2.5 minutes to play in the first half. Friends is going slowly. Are they going to take a timeout here? They're down to 10, now 9 on the play clock. Plenty of time to get up over it. Now at 5, quarterback Kevontae Baker. Motion to the left. Baker will keep it himself. Cuts into the middle of the line. He'll only get a couple 3. Now he keeps driving, and he's going to pick up a 1st down because he would not go down. I think the Ravens kind of quit on the tackle.
Yeah, that was just bad tackling right there for Benedictine. They just kind of stopped after he got stood up on the initial effort. And then with that 2nd effort, pushes forward, picks up a big 1st down right there. And for Friends. Man, they're doing a great job here on 3rd down.
And we're going to get a Friends timeout. We're taking a break. It's a 2-minute timeout. We're taking a 2-minute timeout here in Wichita. The score here in the first half, Benedictine 17, Friends 7.
When it comes to your smile, trust the team that Atchison trusts. Atchison Dental Associates, located at 111 North 5th Street in Atchison. Dr. Merkline and Dr. Huntington are proud members of our community, providing personalized, compassionate care for every patient, every visit. From routine cleanings to complete dental care, your comfort and your smile come first. Call today to schedule your appointment at 913-367-0212. Atchison Dental Associates. We put our heart in your smile.
Hey, we're back with you here in Wichita, Kansas. 2 minutes to play in the opening half. Benedictine leading in the ballgame, 17-7. But right now, because Friends is driving, Friends is threatening. They are 1st and 10 at the Raven 15. Got to remind you that Taco John's in Atchison, boy, they're great folks, and they support the Ravens. All Benedictine students, they're giving you 10% off when they just, all you got to do is show them the student ID. Go down to 10th Street, just south of the railroad tracks in Atchison, Taco John's. So here we go. For Baker, what we have not seen is any team turn the ball over yet today, and that's been, what's one of the keys of the game is that kind of thing happening. Here's a halfback pass, and there it is, intercepted at the 5-yard line.
Anthony Longren with his 2nd interception of the season just stepped right in front of the receiver at the goal line, and that was a bad play for Friends because here's the deal. They were going down. They had a chance to make this thing a little closer. Now Benedictine with the football back. What, they're going to have it at the 16 with... A minute 54 left, all 3 timeouts, and an offense who hasn't been stopped today.
Edron Sykes, Gus, he's been playing well. He's been running the ball well, and this is not the first time that Friends has done that. They have had that pass thrown from the running back for a touchdown, what, a game ago?
Last week.
Yeah.
They did it last week. As that time it was Rigsby threw it last week, but Sykes throwing it this week.
Sykes is just beside himself on the near sideline, having made a huge mistake. for Benedictine. Here's a handoff into the middle to the 25, 30, or maybe the 29-yard line. A 14-yard carry straight up the middle. And right now, Friends cannot afford to let the Ravens put another score on the board here before halftime. And Friends is just about to go into the locker room trailing at intermission for the first time this year. BC coming up over to football. The play clock and the shot clock, or the game clock. Shot clock, I did that last night. 1 minute and a half to go in the half. Isn't a play clock and a shot clock the same?
Same concept.
Really? Motion right. Handoff running back kind of dances in. 35 to the 40-yard line. Another double-digit carry. Another Raven first down. And that was a nice run.
Look at Harrison Schmidt down the field. He is 20 yards down the field blocking. And right now the Ravens are doing a nice job of just opening lanes.
How can you pick out Harrison? He's only 6'7", 255 down there for the Ravens. A big, big young man.
You start talking about shot clocks, you get basketball-sized guys.
That's what we got right there, first and 10. TZ, he's that size, too. He'll go motion right.
Uh-oh.
And the Ravens have him open over there, maybe. Quarterback's rolling. He's looking, rolling, looking, now throwing, and he's going to smartly throw it out of bounds. That was a good play right there. I mean, he did not risk the turnover.
Yeah, but he didn't see it right away. If you looked over to the right, Zimmerman shifted out or motioned out. And the cornerback wasn't sure whether he picked him up or who was going to pick that up. There was a lot of confusion over there. If you hit that right away, it might have been a big play.
Okay, what's the line to gain for Benedictine if you're going to have a field goal effort? For the 55, you got to get it down
35.
To the inside the 40.
Yeah.
Got to get the 35-yard line. And the Ravens now at the other 40. So they got a ways to go to get in field goal range. We're in the last minute of the first half. Again, QB's back. Those went through the hands of LeBron, incomplete.
That time looking for a quick hitter out there to LeBron Jackson, and as he turned inside, the ball just whooshed over his shoulder, incomplete. Now Benedictine has raced through this possession. Now they're looking at a third down. Zimmerman going to check out on this third down call. They're going to bring Tyler Watson in.
So Watson's in. He's going to be over the left side over here with Titan, and now they're going to swing Titan over to the other side, the wider side of the field. Late in the opening half, 46 seconds to go. Benedictine third down to 10. Motion outside LeBron. QB is back. Rolls right. Rolls right. Throws and picked off. And on the cut of the 40. It was ripped away from the defender by LeBron. Rufus catch it at the 40, first down. And that, Gus, is a 20-yard gain.
And the officials are over here talking. One of them has their hat off, which tells me somebody went out of bounds. It's going to be an illegal touching because LeBron went out of bounds and was the first guy to come in and touch the football.
Penalty marker then sailed after the hat hits the ground.
Yes.
So now the officials again, I'll give this crew credit. May not be fast, but they're pretty thorough and they're doing the right job, and that's kind of the game plan, right?
Yeah, so taking plenty of time over there, and they're going to talk this out, but the Raven offense starting to make its way backwards.
Hey, you know, the officials are talking this over. It's not really a timeout, but I'm going to remind you that this time has been sponsored by Atchison Dental Associates. Calm, comfortable dentistry and facial aesthetics. That's a big word for me. Facial aesthetics. Learn more. AtchisonDental.com. They put their heart in your smile.
So it is going to be the penalty against Benedictine. And with Friends accepting the penalty, it will be third down.
So for Benedictine, I think it's going to get marked back to the 40. And is there a loss of down on that?
I'm confused. I just thought it was a 10-yard penalty.
There you go. It is a loss of down penalty. And so for Benedictine, it will force them to punt the ball away 40 seconds, or rather, at their own 40-yard line, 46 seconds left in the half.
That was a lost opportunity.
It was a golden opportunity. You move it all in. You let this one kind of get away. You cannot let that happen in a huge game against a good opponent like this. The snapback is great. The punt is away. When behind it, it's going to be caught at the 13. Going across the field to the 20, back to the other side of the field, and hit at the 21.
I'm going to tell you, it wasn't for lack of effort, running back and forth and back and forth for Fringe, but finally Hudson Scott gets brought to the ground. All of that for about a 2 or 3 yard return.
Yeah, he zagged, and when it was all said and done, it will be Friends football, and I'll mark this thing down at the 22-yard line.
Half a minute to go here in the first half. And for the Falcons, okay, how do you handle this, guys? You've never trailed like you've never been in this position all year. Do you try to do something? You just try to get to the locker room and regroup? What do you do?
You're doing your runs and hope maybe somebody can break one off right here.
Okay, QB is going to hand off and straight ahead, and it'll be another 3-4 yard gain right into the middle. It's Nick Cordova with that carry. That could take us to halftime if they want to, but they're not. They're going to stop the clock, and we're going to take a timeout. Hey, timeout with the Falcons. 28 seconds left in the half. It is Benedictine 17, Friends 7.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like the Hot Foot Sundae, Gift Cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at mscnews.net.
Back with you here in Wichita. So coming out of the timeout, it's going to make up a second down short. Quarterback is back, going to roll to the near side. Gets a little blocking out in front of him, but then he's going to be hit from behind, and there's just nothing there. It'll be a first down, but going to be gaining about 4 or 5 yards. And now what's going on out there?
Yeah, Baker gave a little shove over there to Isaac. It was pretty menial, but
first down, they're going to snap the ball before it ever gets a chain set. They'll spike it down with 19 seconds.
Coach Osborne is really unhappy about something over here.
I can imagine. So here we go. Second down and 10 at the 36-yard line. Their own. French with a football. Benedict leading at 17-7. Motion right. QB will pitch to the sweet man. He'll cut up the middle. Gets a little room. Soft talks it to the 50. Steps out of bounds and a late marker down. Okay, I'm watching it coming upfield, guys. Did you see what happened in the backfield?
Oh, really? I'm going to guess it's a hold because Isaac Lopez got spun around over here right around the 40-yard line. And So it's going to go against the right guard, Kel Stroud, a big 6'5" senior out of Chapman, Kansas.
So that's going to push him back, and has with in a game that has moved along really briskly. I mean, this thing has just got click, 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 click. Suddenly, the last couple of minutes have just been harrowing. It has just taken forever. There have been penalty after penalty, mistake after mistake, and this thing's going to kind of limp into the locker room. We've got 13 seconds left in the half. Friends is going to find themselves backed up to their own 32-yard line. They're going to be looking at a second down at about 15. And the Ravens are going to go, 44 defense, maybe? And Falcons go back to that double wing flex foam kind of an offense. Second and 14. QB runs into his running back. He's in trouble. Hit in the backfield. Pulls away from the first guy, but he's not getting away from the rest of them. They will bring him to the ground. Blake Castile, he is having himself an all-star game. As that will take us to halftime. Friends has had enough. They want to go to the locker room. We're taking a break. We'll return to Wichita, Kansas to summarize the opening half. It's Benedictine 17, Friends 7.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven Commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
If you got a construction job that needs to be done and done right, contact L&L Construction. Whether it's commercial, residential, remodeling, new construction, even metal buildings, no job is too large or too small. You name it, they can handle it. Locally owned and operated, L&L Construction has been turning your dreams into reality for over 20 years for efficiency and cost effectiveness inside or out. Contact the folks in the red trucks. Call 913-367-3161 or check out their website, L&L Construction. Quality is our priority.
We're with you here in Wichita, Kansas for the NAIA Football Championship Series. This quarterfinal game, and the Benedictine Ravens go into the locker room at halftime leading Friends 17-7. Gus, you can analyze the numbers. We're going to be talking about it at length, but you want to cut to the chase. The Ravens had a good first half.
Yeah, the Ravens had a really good first half, a first half where they were kind of able offensively to do whatever they wanted. 26 plays, 230 yards, do the quick math, 8.8 yards a play. For Friends, 30 plays, 166 yards. That's still pretty good at 5.5 yards a play. I think we're going to see still a lot of offense here in the second half.
Yeah, Friends has been held to 131 rushing yards in the first half. That's something that I would hazard a guess has not happened all season long to them. Hey, second half coming up live here on K-Radio, but we're going to take a break. Halftime score, Benedictine 17, Friends 7. Don't go far. We'll be back with the second half right now. We're kicking it back to Joseph at the Care Sports Studios with Halftime.
It's time for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your home for Benedictine football. Here, Radio 93.7. Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
Good deals are hard to come by these days, unless you're at Taco John's. A crispy beef taco, bean burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink for just $5? Oh, what a steal. $7 for a pair of crispy beef taco, plus a nacho crunch beef burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink? That's a steal, too. And just $9 for a super crispy beef taco, chicken stuffed grill taco, junior potato olays, churro, and a small drink? Well, now that's highway taco robbery. Order these meal steals in-restaurant or online, only at Taco John's.
We've got Trevor Strong with us. He is the new defensive coordinator for the Benedictine Football Ravens. Coach, it is good to talk to you. How you doing, man?
Man, doing great. Ready to play some football games.
Well, we're going to dive into a little football here in just a minute, but I would like to start things off because there are a lot of new guys on the staff, and through the course of this early part of the season, we're going to hope to meet some of them, and We're gonna visit with you. You come to Benedictine and the new defensive coordinator. But first, let's start with a little bio. Where are you from? And I mean, like, originally. Where were you born and raised?
Sure. Yeah, so I was born in Fremont, Nebraska. So just about 2.5 hours north. So this move actually got me closer to my hometown. Was born and raised there. Played sports growing up. And then I actually... play football and basketball in high school. And then I actually went to Morningside, played football at Morningside, who obviously were playing on Saturday. So played 4 years there, enjoyed it. And then I got into coaching at William Penn, was a GA there, met my wife there. She was a volleyball GA there and was there for 5 years. Then went to Southwestern in Winfield, Kansas, was hired as the defensive coordinator there in 2019, and spent the last 6 years of my coaching career as the D coordinator there, kind of helped spring a program, from kind of the bottom of, the national rankings to getting us to be a playoff contender and won 3 conference championships there. And that was a great experience for me, and just kind of felt like I was ready for kind of a new chapter in, my coaching career. And Coach Osborne called me in February and kind of got the ball rolling, and I checked things out, and, they checked me out, and here we are.
Well, as a player, when you were playing in high school and on into college, were you a player on defense? I mean, what was your position? What were you doing out there?
So I was actually a quarterback. growing up. Played quarterback basically my whole life. I think I started playing football around fourth grade. Had been a quarterback my whole life. Played some defensive back as well, especially when I got into high school. Kind of played both ways. And then I got to Morningside and wasn't really sure if I was going to play quarterback or DB there. And they said day one that I was going to go to the safety room. So I said, okay. And I walked into the meeting room and I was a DB for all 4 years. And that's what I've coached the last 12 years. So
do you feel like having played offense, having been a quarterback, it's got to maybe give you some insights as a guy on now on the defensive side of, you know, what you're looking at, what you're trying to read that guy in the backfield's mind?
Yeah, no, I mean, playing quarterback, obviously, you know, gave me a lot of good base knowledge, you know, of the game. You know, there's some leadership qualities there, you know, that you look for in quarterbacks. So, you know, I had to fill that role, especially in high school, you know, play, you know, being the high school quarterback and, you know, trying to be a leader for your team. So, you know, it definitely does put you in that position. You know, you're kind of a coach on the field. And then, you know, talking about how you know, playing the other side kind of helps you. My last semester at Morningside, so the spring of 2014, I actually coached running backs for Coach Ryan. And that was a really good experience for me to kind of, you know, my first coaching experience ever was on the offensive side and just to really just kind of see it from another point of view. And then, you know, I transitioned back to defense when I became a GA, but I think that was really good groundwork for, you know, what my career's kind of led me to.
We're going to talk a little bit more specifically about Benedictine and your defense here, but I'm kind of intrigued, a guy who's been, compared to me, everyone is young, but you're a young guy and you've been, you know, been to a couple, three places. How do those moves come about? You play here and then you become a GA at a different school and then you get, you know, a real, quote, real job at a different school. So are you calling out and sending out feelers? Are they calling you and say, hey, you did a bang up job there. Come see us. How did that all happen?
Yeah, I mean, well, to be honest with you, I didn't even know if I was going to get into coaching or not when I got done playing. So, you know, I volunteered in the spring, you know, as I finished up my undergrad at Morningside and kind of got a feel for it and I enjoyed it. Coach Ryan actually offered me, you know, to stay on as, you know, a stipend coach. But I really wanted to go get my master's, felt like I wanted to, I don't know, try something new. And so I moved back to Nebraska, you know, the summer after I graduated from Morningside, and I probably sent out 150 graduate assistant applications and 2 months went by without anything. And finally got a call, you know, this summer of 2014 from a guy named Brad Griffin, who was at the time the defense coordinator at William Penn. He called me and he, you know, said that they were interested. And so I drove to Oskaloosa, Iowa and did an interview on a golf course. We played a round of golf and, you know, he offered me the job and decided to go there and try that out. Got really lucky at William Penn, basically 3 months, you know, basically once the season ended at my first year at William Penn, Brad Griffin, the D coordinator, got the head coaching job at Southwestern, where I would end up going 6 years later. So what happened was I got hired full time at basically 4 months into, you know, my career at William Penn, got hired as the DB coach and the special teams coordinator, stayed there for, you know, those 5 years. And then, funny enough, in 2018, Morningside played Benedictine in the national championship game. And I was still at William Penn. And, you know, my wife and I decided to go down to the game. It was in Daytona Beach, Florida. And funny enough, we run into, you know, watching my alma mater play against Benedictine, where I would end up. But we ran into Brad Griffin because he was an NAI committeesman at our hotel that we were staying at down in Florida. And, you know, he got to talking and catching up, and we hadn't coached together for 5 years, but he said he had a D coordinator job opening up. And so I said, okay, well, I would definitely be interested. And he said, basically, I'll give you a call next week. And he called me and offered me the D coordinator job. And I felt ready for that move. And so my wife, Rachel, and I decided to take the job and move to Winfield, Kansas. And like I said before, I mean, it was a program that hadn't won a conference championship since 1999. And they hadn't had a winning season since 1999. So it was quite a jump, but I believed in Coach Griffin, and, you know, I felt like I was ready to be a DC and took the job. And, you know, 3 years later, we won a conference championship, made the playoffs, and, you know, started getting it going there. So that's kind of the craziness of how it all came about. And then with this job at Benedictine, I think it was the day before National Signing Day, I was about to sign a big class at Southwestern, and the night before, Coach Osborne calls me and says, hey, I've got a D coordinator job opening, and I talked to Coach Griffin and wanted to see if I could just talk to you about it. And it was really out of the blue. I didn't even know about it. I didn't apply for it or anything. So it really came out of left field for me. And after talking to my wife, we, you know, decided to go just check it out, and, you know, no harm in checking things out. And when I came, I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed the coaches. I enjoyed just the campus and just kind of the feel I got. And so made the decision. It wasn't necessarily the easiest decision, just because I had helped build up, you know, the program at Southwestern, and probably recruited half the roster there. And there was a lot of personal relationships there, of course. So, you know, when you spend time somewhere for a while, it can be hard to leave. But been super happy with the decision. It was, you know, definitely no regrets there. And all the reasons that I decided to take it have stayed true, you know. So that's kind of a long story, I guess. But that's kind of how I ended up here.
We've got Trevor Strong with us. He's the new defensive coordinator of football. And Coach, I'm just going to kind of pull back the curtain a little bit. Through the magic of radio, people will really have to understand that while we're enjoying this during the course of the broadcast, we're actually doing this at 9 o'clock at night. And it's because one of the things that I know obviously important to you is the family, because hey, you told me when we were setting this up, you know, you got to get the kiddos tucked in and, you know, get them all taken care of. So, you know, family, obviously a big deal and very important to you. And I'm sure a big consideration when you make a move across the state or, you know, across states, you know, to take a job like this.
No, absolutely. This was our first move, you know, as parents. So this had another dynamic to it. You know, when I took the job at Southwestern, we had just gotten married, you know, basically the year before, you know, so no kids yet. And so it's pretty easy to make a move. So there's definitely a lot more, you know, to consider there. But, you know, my kids are pretty young at 4 and 2, and we felt like, you know, ultimately it'd be a good choice for us. And really, like you said, I mean, Benedictine really aligned with the family values that me and my wife, you know, really hold closely. And, you know, we value those things. And I even, you know, Coach Osborne, meeting him, and, you know, he's got 4 kids, and talking to him, I laid it out for him, like, you know, I want to be able to still be a good dad, you know, and a good husband. And, you know, it can be tough to do in this profession. And I wanted to make sure that those values aligned. And, you know, knowing that he had 4 kids, and, you know, him and his wife, Audrey, we got to meet, and, just really hit it off with them. And, you know, it just felt like, you know, the right decision for us. So, definitely was a high consideration though for us, just making sure that it was the right move for not only me, but also just our family.
Well, Coach, when you came to Atchison, you were not, if you were still at in Winfield at signing time, you weren't involved in any kind of spring ball, but you were here probably through the summer as a lot of guys stayed in and then, of course, through fall practice. How have those been compared to fall and summer kind of situations with teams that you've enjoyed before? How has Benedictine different?
Sure. So, actually, just to backtrack a little bit, I actually was here for all spring ball. So I would come up during the week. Basically, on Monday mornings, I'd get up pretty early, make the three-hour drive up north, and then I would stay at the Abbey Guest House on campus Monday through Friday. And then Fridays, you know, after my last meeting or after practice, I would make the trip back down to Winfield so I could be with my family on the weekend. And then we did that for about 5 or 6 weeks. And during that process, we were able to find a home and got them moved up here in late March. So it was a pretty quick turnaround, and we were able to make it work where I could be here for spring ball, which was huge for us to be able to, you know, with a new coordinator, be able to get to know the guys and then be able to get, you know, understand me and our defensive system and what I was bringing in. So that was big time. And yeah, just jumping forward to the summer and fall camp. I mean, the summer program here is a big separator for Benedictine football. I mean, Coach Osborne has done an outstanding job getting our players to buy into, he calls it a volunteer army. You know, it's like, we can't provide these guys housing. You know, they've got to figure out meals, jobs, all those things. And we had over 120 players here in July and around 100 in June. So to me, that was like incredible. I couldn't believe it. Coach Osborne told me that when he, you know, was offering me the job. And I honestly, like, was thinking to myself, I'll believe it when I see it. And then I saw it this summer, and it was, you know, it was incredible to see. And just such an advantage, you know, to have those guys here working out together, not just from a physical standpoint, but also just the team chemistry standpoint of, you know, these guys are spending a lot of time together. And I think that pays dividends, you know, in the fall.
You've got a lot of guys who graduated from this unit last year who you never got to meet, but you bring back a number of really key guys, and I have to suspect, you know, because of the depth of this team from last year, there are going to be some real impact guys who will be new to the defense. Can you talk about a handful of those that we'll be talking about a lot this year?
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. So there, obviously I found out, you know, about the guys that played this last fall, you know, those seniors that did a great job, you know, especially on the defensive side. And I have met a few of them, you know, just through social functions or whatever, but definitely lost some key players, you know, from really the back end and also up front. Both backers, starting linebackers are back. Both those guys have done a great job for us, great leaders, and Zach Lacombe and Abram Phillips. Both those guys are great leaders on our team. They're great players. So they're a good backbone, you know, for me as a first year coordinator here, that those guys are in place. And then really up front, you know, it's like Heath Baker was, you know, a great DN who's now coaching with us and is on our defensive staff. And him and Coach Hines do a great job with, you know, the defensive line up front. And kind of like you said, there's a lot of guys that have kind of been waiting, you know, waiting for their turn. And I think a lot of names will jump out this fall that people might not even know they were on the roster. I mean, there's a lot of guys that haven't played a lot, but have, you know, really just bought into the program. You know, they've committed themselves, and now it's finally their opportunity. And so that's going to be really fun to see those guys, you know, emerge this fall. You know, guys like Jason Anderson, you know, there's, you know, Castile. I mean, he was behind Heath for whatever, 2 years, and now it's kind of his time to shine. And he's such a great player and great leader for us as well. And, you know, both those guys really do a good job up front, you know, with those guys. And then on the back end, yeah, I mean, we lost three of the five starters on the back end, and obviously that's the position I'm coaching. But in a way, I've only known who was here. So I guess I don't really know what I'm missing other than I got to coach with Jabai during the spring. He helped us out, as well as Dominic Stone King, both guys who played in the secondary last year. So having those guys in the spring was super helpful. You know, they were great players, but also they were able to, you know, kind of bridge the gap between myself and the DBs, you know, this spring. And so that was a pretty cool experience. And, you know, we've got Dylan Witherspoon back as a starter at safety, and he was named a captain last week. And, you know, him and his brother both are just so tough, great football players, come from a great family. And he does a really, really good job with our younger guys on the back end, gets us lined up, you know, communicates well. A guy that probably hasn't gotten a ton of recognition yet, but a lot of people will know about him this fall is Isaiah Haston. You know, he broke out as a freshman last year and really stepped up. And
thanks for listening.
And to Wichita, Kansas. We're getting set to go to the second half of this afternoon's Benedictine Football Championship Series quarterfinal game. Ravens go to the second half leading at 17-7. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph in the studio, producing and engineering. Case up here spotting a Gus. Tom Counts with you. And kickoff time, Hundley Liquor. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hundley Liquor. And the Raven boot is away and deep and out the back of the end zone. The third quarter will begin. Priest with the football, and they're going to have it first and 10 off the touchback. We're just underway in the second half, and the Ravens up 10 points.
Well, surprise, the Ravens are going to work with the wind at their back in the third quarter and then work in to that wind in the fourth quarter.
So here comes friends. Gus, their end to the first half did not conclude the way they had hoped it would. The Benedictine defense stiffened up and prevented them from getting any points on the board. And for friends, it's a big play. Great series to begin the second half. Handoff is going to go to the running back. He's hit at behind the line of scrimmage. Breaks a couple of tackles. Ravens are going to do a better job tackling than that. And finally, the stop is going to be made by Blake Castillo. Thing was stopped for nothing.
Yep, Blake Castillo and Bennett Gilliland in on the stop. But that's what we talked about at the end of the first half, where the Ravens have done a real nice job of tackling to this point. But Brent has been a shoelace way a couple times, so you've got to make sure to keep tackling and keep tackling with good efficiency here in the second half.
That was Edgar Sykes with that carry, second down and a yard. And again, for Friends, it's the slow it down. It's the no tempo. It's the just putter down the field kind of an offense. They run the play clock down. Quarterback will hand off running back. Hugo into the middle. He will pick up a first down, getting about 3 yards, and get bear hugged by Benedictine's Ben Gilliland again. Tell you what, the numbers that Ben is putting up today, you talk about just your All-American kind of numbers for that guy. First and 10, Friends at their own 38-yard line. Just underway in the second half. 51 degrees now under sunny skies, but that wind out of the southeast, 12 gusting to 18, continue to be a factor here this afternoon. And again, for the Falcons, a long look to the near side. We'll catch up to speed with the games going on around the nation. Should have been four, but there are three games being played today. The handoff again, so straight ahead run. And again, Benedictine is going to find Edrin Sykes, but now you're going to find Isaac Lopez starting the tackle and some of his teammates helping him out. It will be a 3-yard gain. That is the same kind of a play, Gus, that we've been seeing Sykes pick up three and then push for another couple three. That time, he got the three, and that was the end of the progress.
Yeah, and that's going to be a big thing for the Ravens, especially here in the second half, is not allowing more yardage after the contact.
Second at their own 41-yard line for the Falcons. The double wing, the pitch to the sweet man. He'll cut to the middle, gets hit, spins, keeps driving and pushing, and he's going to get about 4 yards short of the 45-yard line. He's going to bring up a third down and three. Once again, you're going to have Blake Castillo. You're going to have Isaiah Hastings. You're going to have Dylan Bennett in the play for Benedictine. Third down at their own 44. So make it a third and four. And a momentum-setting drive for the second half here in the very early moments of the third quarter. 12:25 and running along in the third. Ravens in front here this afternoon on the road, 17-7.
This afternoon, Friends 4 of 6 on third downs. Last week, they were 2 of 6 on third downs. They have been forced into more third downs already today.
Third down call, the pitch for the sweep, the hit at the line of scrimmage, spinning away from a defender and picking up another first down. That was our tremendous run by Michael Lopez. Lopez, second team, All-KCAC runner. He had four carries for 35 last week, 673 yards coming into the game today. That was a huge one right there for the little guy.
Blake Castillo finally comes over and makes a stop on the play. He'll check out of the ballgame. Jonathan Crow back in. But you talk about that second effort for Friends, able to net them a first down right there.
Okay, Friends running backs are not the big, strong run over you guys. They are the small, elusive, hard to stop guys. And here's another run straight ahead and another 5 or 6 yards. Right side running, and Michael Lopez again, tackled by Isaac Lopez. Michael Lopez out of Wichita Northwest, Isaac Lopez out of Jeff City, Missouri. He's a Helias guy, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Kevin Harris and Dylan Bennett are going to be your interior defensive linemen on this second down and 5 call for the Ravens.
Slowly walking up to the line, Falcons quarterback Kevontae Baker, the 5'10" senior. It's been spectacular all year. They're going to pitch it to the outside. They're cut in the middle. Oh, Isaiah Haston, what a hit. And there's going to be no gain. What a nice job by Haston.
That time Haston diagnosed the play right away, coming up from his safety position, just lowered the shoulder, put a big hit. It is now a 3rd and 4 for Friends. And you got to think maybe 4 down territory right here.
Yeah, you're going to bring Caden Rigsby into the game at a running back spot now. Rigsby's going to be on the left side. They're going to have in the backfield Edron Sykes. He's been very, very strong. And on the near side is going to be Michael Lopez. Those are the 3 running backs with Kevontae Baker. It is a 3rd down and 5 call. Just in Raven territory at the 46-yard line. We're in the third quarter. Motion left. The hand up to the jet sweep guy. He's going to turn it upfield. He's going to be hit. He's stopped. It's a mano-a-mano tackle by Ben Gilliland.
What a job right there by Ben. In open space, makes the big tackle. And now, for Friends, they're going to look over to the near sideline, and they're going to bring Elias Pino into the ballgame. Now, Elias spent most of the first half on the sideline with a giant wrap over the right side of his leg, and he's going to be back out there. You kind of wonder if he's just window dressing on this 4th down call.
4th down 3. At the Benedictine 44, they got to get this thing down to the 41-yard line. A huge 4th down call. We're at 9:20 to go in the third quarter. Ravens in front, 17-7. Quarterback going to keep this himself? No. Yes. He's back. He pitches late. The ball's running around in the backfield. It's picked up at the 45. He's in trouble, and the Ravens are going to swamp him. There's going to be a huge loss on the play. The Benedictine defense comes through, and Gus Kevontae Baker did not help himself.
Isaac Lopez finally makes the hit on the play. What a job. Dylan Witherspoon in the backfield to force a bad pitch, and wow, a turnover on down to start the second half for the Falcons. Gives the ball to Benedictine at the 49 of their own. So, right now, Benedictine, here is a time where if you want to cut one loose, I think you do it right here.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. They're open daily, staffed with experienced car guys who care about getting you the right parts. See them. They're at 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison. Ravens coming up with a football near the midfield stripe for the first possession of the second half. Handoff is going to go to the tailback, cutting into the middle, and Ugorji finds a yard or two. Tough going in there.
Tough running right there for Ugorji coming off the left side and coming over there to make the stop. It was the free safety, Braylon Jay, the senior out of Hayesville campus, 37 tackles coming into today's ballgame. Ravens going to take Wilburn out. They're going to take Tyler Watson out of the ballgame, bring him back in there, JoJo Titan, and going to have a slot over here to the right, and that looks to be LeBron.
Friends, because they really don't cover much deep. They've got everybody very close to the line of scrimmage on this second down call. Motion right, tight, and he's already had a huge catch this afternoon. Jackson taking his time, maybe even checking this thing off of the line of scrimmage. He's going to hand off, and Ugorji gets about 5. He's at the 45-yard line, 3rd down 4. So if you're Benedictine, as Cooper Skrobacki makes the tackle for Friends, if you're Benedictine, are you trying to be patient, kind of like Friends is, or are you just trying to set up the run to set up the pass?
I think you're just trying to maybe keep them honest a little bit, right? You've got to run the ball some, and for Benedictine, they've run the ball really well the last few weeks. And so now Dalton Witherspoon in on this 3rd down call.
Here comes the Raven offense, trips short side. It is a 3rd down 4 call. Ravens at the 45-yard line, Friends territory. Jackson Dooley. Motion will go to the left side. QB's back to throw. The blitz is on. He gets it away. It is going to be caught. Diving forward. Raven first down by inches. Just out of the 40-yard line. Dalton Witherspoon, because he dives back and makes a very athletic catch at the ankle.
Yeah, he made a great catch. Working right in front of the free safety, Braylon Jay, over there. But I like the field awareness. Understand the situation with third and four. You run a five-yard route. Pick up the first down. And for Benedicta, leave their offense out on the field. They're going to go two wide to the left, one wide to the right. Tuck the tight end, TZ, on the right.
First down at the 41. Ravens just taking their time, being patient, looking outfield. Here's a little delay snap. Back to throw is Dooley. Going deep, over the middle. Got his man, and he makes a diving catch at the 10-yard line. The pass was a little bit long, but the huge frame, the long arms, the stretch for the receiver, and they've got him down at the 10-yard line. Tanner Zimmerman, and because not everybody could come up with that ball. Zimmerman's really mad about something.
Yeah, they're going to say he didn't catch the football.
The official at the 10-yard line looks like he's marking it there.
TZ's saying, I caught it. He's turning around, and again, he was looking right into the sun the entire time, and I think Coach Osborne's going to go ahead and review this. Yeah.
Okay, we're going to take a little bit of a timeout, and this timeout is being sponsored by Atchison Dental Associates. They've got modern care with the Soleil laser for gentle no-drill dentistry. AtchisonDental.com. Timeout on the field. We're at the 7:13 mark of the third quarter. We're in Wichita. Where's Benedictine 17? Friends 7.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Ravens, Gus, I suspect are challenging whether that, in fact, was or was not a catch. And what we have to decide is the technology here capable of helping them make that decision? So I'm not seeing where there is a review tent. I'm seeing
it's over here, like
somewhere. The final official's out in the middle of the field huddled up.
Well, I thought they were over here somewhere around the 20 a minute ago, kind of looking at a tablet on a stick.
Oh. Well, that's probably not really 4K, right?
It sounds like they said it is upheld. So easily passed. Which I think it comes down to, I think Tanner caught it. I didn't even think there was a real question that he didn't. But I think a lack of technology here has really hurt the Ravens this afternoon.
So, with that catch being regarded as incomplete, so no catch, the Ravens are going to be looking here at a 2nd and 10. Because sometimes a play like that will get a team really fired up and steamed and, you know, decide, well, we're going to have to do something about this. 2nd down, BC at the 41-yard line. They're in Falcon territory. Snap back, QB back, flares it left side. It's going to be Titan, and he's going to be tackled in the backfield. Just beyond the line of scrimmage, that was a really good open field tackle by Andrew Arnold, and that is not an easy stop to make.
So for the Ravens, they're now going to be looking at a 3rd and 9. This afternoon, the Ravens have been somewhat efficient on 3rd down. They're 3 of 5 today on 3rd down opportunities. Now you start thinking, you're looking at 3rd and 5, you're at the 40 of Friends. Are you thinking this is probably 4 down territory?
100%, aren't you?
I would.
With the wind at your back, you're too far away for a field goal, and your offense has been pretty doggone good. Motion to the right side is going to be Titan. QB, there's a snap. Back to throw. Sets up. Goes late. Gets caught. Zim. He's got that one. Grabs with both hands. Looks at the official. Points downfield. And the line judge says, yeah, you got it. It's a 1st down, Ravens.
You hold your breath for a second. He caught it, got 2 feet down, and then went out of bounds. But you're like, thought he got 2 feet down the last time. But nice job right there by Tanner Zimmerman is going to move the sticks down inside the 30 down to the 28-yard line.
So Benedictine is going to keep the drive alive, and they are looking to expand this 17-7 lead. Inside the 30-yard line now at the 28, Ravens going from right to left here in the 2nd half. Quarterback, little wraparound handoff and hit immediately. There was no blocking happening there. And for Xavier Ugorji, there was no daylight to run to.
Taking a look at some scores from around the country, Grandview defeats Lindsey Wilson today 35-7. But a little bit of a shocker right now at the start of the second quarter, Montana Tech is trailing College of Idaho by 14.
Braves are going to take Tyler Watson out of the game, and they're going to bring Lagafulia Ana in. So they're going to take out a blocker, bring in a receiver on a second and a dozen call. The ball back at the 30-yard line. Benedictine goes probably within field goal range, but they want more. And again, that chaos defense, they're running and jumping and bouncing and dancing around. Here's a hand up to the outside and nothing doing in the middle for the Ravens running game. Andrew Arnold with the stop on Ugorji.
Yeah, so that little chaos defense, I guess is what they call it, it hasn't worked against the pass, but it's been pretty effective against the run. And I think a lot of that has come down to, for the Raven offensive linemen, it's tough to figure out who to block, at least in the passing formation. They're just dropping back and seeing who's going to come to you.
And the Ravens, Lady Gorgian.
Yep, 3rd and 12 right now for the Raven offense.
JoJo to the left side. Nobody wide to the right. He'll go away. 3rd down and 12. Motion left. Ravens are going to load up the left side of the field. QB is back, looking. Dooley throws, and it's going to be caught. 30, 25, 20, down to the 15, down to the 14, down to the 13. And the Ravens on the wheels of LeBron Jackson have another 1st and 10. Wetu Kolomo will make the stop. But, gosh, Benedictine making clutch play, clutch 3rd down play. One after another now.
You know what else they're doing? They're kind of using the Friends' mantra against them, which is run the clock, right? This possession has taken a long time. And for Friends, they're going to start looking at the clock going, man, we're trailing, and if you give up any points here, they're going to have a whole lot of time left.
4:20 to go in the 3rd quarter. Isaiah Haston into the ball game. Motion will go to the right side. QB's back. Throws one over the middle. Touchdown, Ravens! Isaiah, wait, is that a Haston? It is. Isaiah Haston with the diving catch. And Benedictine stretches its lead. It's now 23-7.
What a pass right there by Jackson Dooley. He just fired a dart on a little post pattern from Isaiah Haston. For Isaiah, that's his 2nd touchdown reception of the season.
And Benedictine bringing in the PAT unit. And again, you got Abram Phillips. And a long snap. Jackson Dooley counting up his teammates on one knee to hold. And Christian Kloby. We'll look for the point after. He'll put it up. He'll put it through. And the Ravens add to their advantage. We'll take a timeout at 4:02 to go in the 3rd. Benedictine 24, Friends 7.
If you lift up a couch cushion, empty pants pockets at the washing machine, or search your vehicle, you will probably find some loose change rolling around. Hi, this is Brian Casey of Union State Bank of Atchison. Did you know that loose change is important to the local businesses in your community who depend on it for transactions? The U.S. Mint is asking Americans to put those coins back in circulation by spending them or taking them to your nearest bank location to deposit. All 7 Union State Bank locations can help your friends and neighbors when you bring in your change jars. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Well, guys, the Ravens have done a lot of things today. They've moved the football. They've played great defense. They have scored on 4 of their 5 possessions today. And you know what else they've done? They've kept this big crowd completely out of the game for Friends, and Raven fans are loving it.
Is there a big crowd?
That's
for
a pretty nice crowd.
Yeah,
there is. Yes, you betcha, here on the west side, and where we are perched high atop the stands. And Benedictine is getting set to put it away again, and again, they're going to have to hold the football on the tee. And Christian Kloby will advance and boot it away. It's another monster kick. It lands about 7 or 8 yards out the back of the end zone. And once again, for Friends, they will get the football, and I do not think that I am being, you know, some kind of a whistleblower here when I say this is a must-score possession for Friends.
Yeah.
I don't see how they can not score in this possession and hope to have any chance to come back in this game.
Right, because you're down, yeah, you're trailing right now by 17, which is 3 scores.
Correct.
And so far to this point, you've only had 5 possessions. You've only stopped Benedictine once. I mean, you're all of a sudden finding yourselves in, we've got to get some points, but you've got to start getting some defensive stops today.
Here comes the Friends offense and quarterback Cavante Baker. Let's see what the Flexbone has to offer for Falcon fans here today from their own 25-yard line. QB is going to keep it. Pitch late. Up the field to the 35. That's the one they were looking for, to the 40. 15-yard hitter. Into the left side, Dylan Witherspoon with the Raven Bulldog tackle. But that was a quick hitter and a lot of yards really fast.
Dylan Witherspoon just suplexed that back down after a nice run on the play. It will move the ball out to the 40. And I'm also interested to see, is that the 15-yard run by Jed Chatham? I'm also interested to see if we start to see Friends work with a little more urgency. Is, you know, to this point, they've let the clock get down under 10.
Chatham has been a seldom-used ball carrier. Here's a quarterback going to keep it himself, going to be hit from behind and fall forward for about 5 yards. Cavante Baker with that carry. Going back to Jed Chatham, because last week, 2 carries for 10 on the season. Only 236 rushing yards, and right now that tells me that Friends is just like looking, trying to figure out something, trying to find some combination
today that's worked. Jonathan Crow and Abram Phillips did a nice job making the stop on the play. Abram slowed him up, and that time Jonathan Crow able to clean it up from behind.
At their own 45-yard line for the Falcons, it is 2nd and 5. Motion will come to the right. The pitch will go to that motion man. He'll get to the edge, get hit, and be dropped after the gain of 2 or 3. And trying to get to the near side, Caden Rigsby. But, guys, just when you thought he was going to turn it up and pick up some yards, Ben Gilliland said no.
And Ben Gilliland has been all over the field today. And wow. How about this? You thought he had been all over the field? Ben Gilliland leads Benedictine with tackles this afternoon. 11 tackles, 10 solo tackles so far.
2:15 to go in the quickly moving third quarter of college football. Good to have you along with us here on CARE Radio this afternoon. Benedictine College in the NAIA Football Championship Series. It is a quarterfinal game. QB will keep it. Pitch. They'll sweep to the left side. The running back will break a couple of tackles, gets into the secondary, and going to be scooted out of bounds along the far sideline, but picking up one of the longer carries of the afternoon. Dylan Witherspoon will drive him out of bounds. They'll move the sticks, and it's a 1st and 10 for Prince down to the Raven 32. So the Falcons moving the football, and the clock continues to move at a minute 45 to go. Friends, late now in the third quarter, trailing this game 24-7. QB will hand off fullback, straight ahead running. Bust to the 25, maybe the 24. Give him about 7 or so. And again, because Dylan Witherspoon. We saw the reports. We've seen the written articles, and we talked on the way down about how the Friends linemen seem so pleased with, you know, how, and late in the games they see the other teams kind of giving up in the middle of the line, the Raven defense, front defensive line. That's not happening today. 2nd down, short. QB will hand off running back. Gets into the middle, and going to be enough for a 1st down. He'll get it inside the 20, give him the 19-yard line, and Friends will move the sticks in the last minute of the third quarter.
Ravens going to freshen up that defensive line. Dylan Bennett, Xavier Hernandez into the ball game.
For the Falcons, I guess the question,
Castleton,
who gets tired first? Which line wears down first? Motion. Hand off, no. Quarterback will make a late pitch. That was dangerous. And now a lot of running room to the left side. Down to the 5-yard line. It's going to be 1st and goal Falcons with a 30 seconds to go in the third.
Yeah, that wasn't exactly, I think, the way it was drawn up. You were trying to run option outside. Benedictine did a great job of, you know, kind of sealing it. So the quarterback just did a little jump pass over the defensive end and get it out there into the flat. Trey Williams finally makes the stop on the play. 1st and goal.
Cheatham with that nice run. 1st down at the 5. In Raven territory, QB keeps it. He'll hit for the end zone. Touchdown, Falcons. So Friends will bump it into the end zone. With 15 seconds left in the third, it was a must-score possession, and they were able to get in. And now, they'll come back up and
watch
out. PAT. The time on the clock at 15 seconds.
I think they're going to go for two? They got a lot of guys in and out. They're going to quickly race a new guy into the ball game, and that's going to be Michael Lopez. They seem very confused. We're down to 12 on the play call.
And they are definitely not in a kicking alignment. 6 seconds, 5, 4, 3. Can they get this thing off in time? The quarterback is up over it in motion, and QB was fine down the line. He will get into the end zone for 2 easily enough as he just races down the side. And a 2-point conversion, a success, and we're taking a timeout. 15 seconds left in the third. Benedictine 24, Friends 15.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps, just south of Holton, powered by BMP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
By utilizing a 2-point conversion and being able to convert it, Friends is able to make this a 9-point game.
Is 9 different than 10?
Yeah. I think a little bit.
Field goal.
The kick setting to come into the wind. And this is kind of a deal, at least, for the Ravens. This kickoff into the wind is going to be high. It's going to be relatively short and take it at the 20-yard line. Up the right side in a lot of traffic to the 25, 30, 5, 40. And finally, the kicker comes over and may have just saved Titan Osborne from scoring, Gus.
Titan Osborne's fun to watch on kickoff returns, right? Like, I mean, he is just a home run hitter. And out there, he was trying to make a big play, get able to get across the midfield into Falcon territory. And I think that's one of the things that if you're Friends, you're going, man, we can't even get stops on the special teams. What's their time left?
There are 7 seconds remaining in the third quarter, so Benedictine is going to get off one more play here.
With the wind at your back, I would maybe take a shot here.
Yeah. Jackson Dooley turns around, visits with the referee who's behind him. With Ugorji in his left hand, first at 10 BC, at the 48. No motion. Now they'll sit a man wide to the left. The snap, the play action. Dooley steps up. And he's sacked, and the ball is up, and Dooley gives it up, and Falcons are going to have it. Now the Ravens say that they've gotten it back. The official comes up over it. It's Benedictine football.
What a job.
No, wait, now it's going to be Friends football. Now the officials are arguing it's Benedictine football.
Yeah, coming up with the football was Jacoby Hinton, but it was knocked out by Taylen Garland. And when it was all said and done, we have come to the end of the quarter.
Wow, couldn't come at a better time. We're taking a timeout on the field. We're 3/4 of the way through this NAIA Football Championship Series quarterfinal game. It's Benedictine 24, Friends 15.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Wichita, welcome back. Joseph, producing and engineering at the Hair Sports Studio. We've got Case here spotting it. Gus with me here in the booth, Tom Couch. Gus, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to fess right up. After 3 quarters, I did not expect the yardage numbers for these two teams to be what they are today. I figured I was going to see bigger numbers.
Yeah, both defenses have shown up to play right now. Benedictine, 36 plays for 281. Friends, 47 for 267. So Friends is hitting at about 5.7 a clip. Benedictine at 7.8.
And the Ravens are going to be moving into the wind in the fourth quarter. They lead by 9 as we go to the fourth. Senior quarterback Jackson Dooley will have Xavier Ugorji with him in the backfield. Vagapuyan is going to be wide to the right side. And I don't know what we're taking a lot of time getting. When we get in the clock set or the chain set, I'm not sure what's waiting to get set here. The official's looking at the ground. I think somebody lost a set out of their ring, maybe. The pee out of his whistle. I don't know what it is, but I guess they found it. Here we go. It is 2nd down 7. Ravens at the Falcon 45. Benedictum leading by 9. The handoff, Ugorji, he'll go left, gets a little room, gets to the 40. He's very near, and it looks like he's going to have a first down.
Well, that was the right call right there because Friends was playing back, and they had three safeties stacked up about 12 yards deep. And I don't know, they were going to just basically beg Benedictum to run the football. Finally, Braylon J, one of those safeties, comes up to make the stop. But, again, playing back, Benedictum says, okay, got to understand, they're leading. They want to play from ahead, and right now, Friends is now going to stack the box a little more in this first and 10.
First and 10, Ravens at the 38-yard line. Well into Friends territory. They're going to bring Watson over to the left side. Will BC keep running the ball, keep running time? Here goes Zim over to the left side. Hand off, Ugorji bounces out, cuts in, tackled from behind, gaining only a couple of yards. LaShawn Davis from the defensive end spot makes the tackle. But Gus, here's what we got to talk about. We've been talking about this for years. I don't think everybody fully appreciates maybe what we're trying to say. You limit the possessions. You take a lot of time. And there have not been many possessions today, and there are not many left to be had.
We talked about it on the way down. I think the number we were looking at is figuring that there were 8 possessions in this game. And that's kind of where we're on track for. The Ravens going to take Joseph Lagafuiana out of the ballgame. They're going to bring in the big tight end, Wilburn.
And adjusting. Friends is going to run DeMario Sims, 6'2", 240, into the defensive front. Here's a handoff, Ugorji gets outside. He's at the 35. Ugorji to the 30. Got a first down. He's near the 25-yard line.
That time they ran right behind Wilburn into the ball game, and the freshman over there, David Wilburn, 6'4", 220, with a nice kick-out block on the defensive end. Ugorji with a nice run. Braylon J finally makes the stop.
And Benedictine does. Keeping the ball on the ground, keeping the clock rolling. It is moving now, 13 minutes to play in the game, 13 minutes left in the season for one of these two teams who's had a fantastic 2025. First down call, BC. And look who's in the backfield now. That's going to be Dylan. Witherspoon will be at the running back spot, takes the handoff, gets hit in the backfield. It's going to be dropped for a loss. That was a huge defensive play by LaShawn Davis.
That time LaShawn Davis got a nice run by on Jacoby Hint, and he was in the backfield in a hurry, and there was nowhere to go for Witherspoon. A loss of 2 will bring up now a 2nd and 12. Ugorji back in, also into the ballgame. We're going to see LeBron Jackson.
And I'm concerned. I see Dylan, he got that ankle tackle, and he comes off the field. Ugorji comes back in, and I don't think that ankle has been great since week 2. 2nd and 12. BC at the 30-yard line of Friends. And again, the Ravens taking plenty of time. Look how deep they are. 4 men back deep defensively. Here's a handoff right side, 30 to the 20, bouncing outside to the 15, down to the 14-yard line. Okay. Barker flies downfield.
But I'm not so sure it's not a chop against Friends. As Jacoby Hinton went out there, and he got his legs taken out from him about 15 yards down the field.
We got a couple of markers down, and again, that Friends defense just puzzles me when you got 4 guys across 20 yards deep.
I think this is a penalty against Friends right here because, again, Jacoby Hinton in the open field just got the pegs taken out from under him.
Here we go.
So there you have it. Illegal block below the waist.
So you're not allowed to just take the legs out of linemen way out down the field. And that's what happened was Jacoby was running up to block, and the much smaller safety said, I'm not going to go up against you. I'm just going to take your legs out. Now the Ravens going to go a little heavier on this possession. Here comes Eddie Swizlowski into the ball game for this 1st and 10 at the 8. They're also going to bring back into the ball game 81 David Wilburn, the 6'4" freshman out of Millersville.
Benedictine racing up over the football. It's 1st and goal for the Ravens, 7 yards away from the eye. The handoff bouncing into the middle to the 5-yard line, maybe the 4-yard line. It'll bring up a 2nd and goal. Did you see Eddie block that guy half the back of the end zone? He's blocking the guy 200 pounds lighter than him.
Yeah, and that time finally, Jairo Castillo makes the stop. He is a senior out of Houston.
Tick-tock, 11-11 to play in the game. Benedictine with the football, leading it 24-15. It is 2nd and goal from the 5. And again, they're going to take their time, 14-13 on the play clock. Braves are going to bring it up again. They'll go to the I formation. You got Watson into the fullback spot. You got Ugorji into the tailback spot. Here's Xavier. He'll hit the brakes, lose his footing, and just fall down. Nobody touches him because he just lost his wheels, and that was a tough break for Benedictine. No gain, maybe a loss of one.
Ugorji going to check out of the ballgame. They're going to bring Witherspoon back in, and now they're going to go with a much lighter setup. They're going to go bring in a standard offensive set. Eddie out, Wilburn out, Tyler Watson out.
So right now for Benedictine, what you've got over here is the mismatch that they're looking for. They are wanting to go back to Titan. They've got him over there single covered. How about that fade to the left corner? You know that's one of my favorite plays. BC on a third and goal, 5 yards away from the end zone. Zimmerman will go to the right side. QB's back looking for Zim. Throwing to Zim, and it is batted away in the corner of the end zone and incomplete. So for Benedictine, the field goal unit is going to have to come into the game.
That time, knocking the football down for Friends with Tyson Wallace. Wallace, sophomore out of Goddard, and Benedictine looking to bring in the field goal unit to push this thing back up to a 12-point game.
Jackson to hold. Once more, you're going to get Christian Kloby. Christian has got a 55-yard field goal to his credit this year. This is going to be substantially shorter than that. It's going to be 24-yard field goal effort. And he will be kicking into the very stiff breeze here this afternoon. The placement is perfect, and the kick. Oh, I don't know if he got it. It is no good. And
whoa,
the Ravens are complaining that something happened here.
Kloby's going to lose his mind out there. He's saying that thing went over the upright. But, again, you've got the short uprights, and
oh, yeah.
I just don't think he's able
yeah.
to tell.
These are high school uprights here at Fringe, and so they are not the tall 30-foot ones like you'll have at Benedictine at Wilcox Stadium. And so for Benedictine, a great drive, a lot of yards, a lot of time, no points. 10 minutes exactly. 10 minutes exactly to go in the ballgame. And for the Falcons, they breathe new life. First and 10. Friends at their own 20-yard line. This is not like a touchback. This is the missed field goal. So not at the 25-yard line. They're going to get at the 20-yard line here.
You get the ball where it was placed up.
Here we go. First and 10. Motion, near side, handoff, fullback. No, the late pitch. Sweeping outside to the 20. 5, 30. He's going to go. 35. Finally hit and driven down to the 50-yard line. Ravens did a great job of getting downfield and stopping the diminutive running back. He'll pick up 30 yards on a scamper straight up the field. And big zero. That's 5'6" Michael Lopez. Isaiah Haston with the stop. And Gus Friends is getting some emotion. They're getting a little momentum right now.
Yeah, especially coming off of the missed field goal.
First and 10 at the 50-yard line. Falcons with the football. We are in the fourth quarter with a lot of time. 9:20 to go in the ballgame. Friends will continue to look to the near side. Let the clock run. Kevontae Baker brings him up over center. DJ Pearson to the right side. QB's going to be back to throw. The lefty steps up, chased out. He throws late. Got a man wide open at the 40. Breaks a tackle and finally goes down to the 39-yard line. It is another Friends first and 10. Kevontae Baker, who's thrown the ball a lot today. He is now 2 out of 3 this afternoon. He's going to bring up a first and 10. Friends inside the Raven 40-yard line. 8:45 to go.
Finally making the stop on the play. Corey Thomas, the junior out of, oh no, excuse me, Trey Williams, the junior out of Lakewood, California.
Ravens need a big play. This four down lineman, their handoff to the running back, straight ahead, drive again, and BC's going to finally stand him up, push him back, and it's going to be another 4-yard gain on first down. Blake Castillo with the stop. The key to the Friends offense, guys, is big yardage on first down, and that leaves him with a second and 5 or 2nd and 3 or 2nd and 2.
Officials going to come up and break up a couple players. You had number 70. We're not really sure who it is.
I have no clue.
And having some words with the defensive lineman for Benedictine.
Second down call, second down and a half a dozen. Now at the Raven 35-yard line. Motion right. Quarterback keeps it. Pitches late in the backfield. It's going to be hit. And submarine for a loss on the play. That was a fantastic hit on little Mike Lopez by Dylan Witherspoon.
What a job by Dylan Witherspoon out there in open space, one-on-one, and just did a nice job of bringing him down for a TFL. And for Witherspoon, he has had a great season, 63 tackles coming into today's game for the Ravens.
Lopez is over on the near sideline. Gus, he's down on his hands and knees. That hit has got him thinking about things. Third down and 7. Another big call for the Raven defense. Motion to the right. Hand off to the fullback. No, the quarterback is going to keep it. He'll cut into the middle. Pick up close to the first 10 yards. Continue to drive. Continue to kick. Continue to move the legs. And he's going to be short. They're going to give him a very, very generous mark down to the 30-yard line. And it's going to become a fourth down. Will, with the wind behind him and trailing by 9, will Prince go for it or kick the field goal?
They're going to leave the offense out on the field. The Ravens are going to freshen up that defensive line. They're going to bring Kevin Harris along with Dylan Bennett in, and that's going to anchor down that four-man defensive front for the Ravens.
Cavante Baker. Don't you think the big guy keeps it or maybe hands off to his running back who's going to be straight behind him? Here we go. Fourth down and a yard of the Raven 30. The QB will hand off to the jet sweep at the first down to the 25-yard line. Another fourth down conversion, and this time the sweep to the left by Judd Cheatham.
That time Anthony Longren and Dylan Witherspoon making the stop on the play. Now the ball all the way down to the 25-yard line. And we have seen friends on this possession speed it up a little bit. Longren's going to come out into the ball game. Will come boom.
6.5 minutes to go in the game. Benedict leading it by 9. QB will slide, makes a late pitch. They'll bounce to the outside, and the second defender comes over and makes a tackle after the gain of 5.
Elias Fino on the carry. Josh Boone, we just talked about, the sophomore out of St. James Academy, just into the ballgame, makes a stop on the play.
And I will give this to friends. They have great discipline, as they are not in a hurry, even though we're 5.5 minutes to go in the game and they trail by 9. Second down 6 at the Raven 21-yard line. Quarterback Cavante Baker, again, a single man behind him. Motion left, motion left, motion left, and there's all kinds of motion. That is a false start motion play. And the man goes in motion from right to left, guys, and he gets behind the quarterback, and, you know, then the ball gets snapped, and, you know, he's on the jet sweep. Well, he already turns this thing upfield. He thought the ball was being snapped way before it was.
5 penalties, 44 yards this afternoon for friends.
That ball's going to go back outside the 25-yard line, making a second down and 11 for the Falcons.
And with that 5-yard penalty, you're backed up now looking at that second 11 you just talked about. You're kind of playing behind the sticks, and that's something that you don't want to do if you're friends.
24-15. Ravens in front. Friends quarterback's going to make the pitch outside to the 20. Breaking tackles to the 18-yard line. Still on his feet. Benedict and got to make a stop. And here's the thing. The tiny, tiny little running backs, the center of gravity is so low. And little Mike Lopez comes up and kind of hobbles his way back into the middle again. And Trey Williams with the tackle. But it's hard to bring those guys down when they're that low to the ground to begin with.
Well, you know, on a play like that, I would almost argue that that was a forward pass and the offensive linemen were down the field. It was a pitch, but I'm telling you, that thing went forward out of the hands of quarterback Baker.
4.5 minutes to go. Friends has taken a world of time with this possession. Third down 2. QB will keep it. He'll cut left. He'll hurdle, and penalty markers all over the place in the offensive backfield. And again, there's a high-risk, low-reward kind of a play for Cavante Baker. I mean, unless you want to be on a highlight reel somewhere, leaping over a defender and getting yourself airborne is bad news.
Yeah, and the problem was airborne and then fumbled the ball, but it did go out of bounds. You hear the Raven faithful out here saying that's a 5-yard penalty. Wait a second.
So that thing,
but it is
penalty.
A 10-yard penalty, so they'll back it up.
So the holding penalty is going to push the ball back. And again, you can maybe make up that yardage. You cannot. We talk about it. You can't make up the time. 4:27 to go in the game. And Prince now down 2 scores.
That's the problem.
Got to make something happen.
Down 2 scores, you're also going to have to just get an onside kick at this point, right? You push yourself into that corner.
And they continue to take a world of time. And the clock continues to run. We're down to 4:15. And they're still wandering up over the football on a 3rd and 13. You know they're going to go for a field goal now. They're going to be too far out. Motion to the right. Quarterback will keep it, make the late pitch, and they'll bring him down around the 20-yard line. It's going to be 4th down 5, and is anybody going to stop the clock? Certainly the Ravens will not. Will Friend stop the clock? At 3:58, the clock does stop.
Ben Gilliland with the stop on the play. Is he got out of bounds?
Nope, now it's running again. 3:50 and counting. And for Friends, it is 4th and 5. And here, I think, is that Truett coming in? No, yep. The kicker, Truett Bosher, out of Burleson, Texas. He is spectacular. First team all conference, 9 out of 10, about a 42 yard long. This is going to be a 39 yard field goal with a lot of wind behind him. He should have no trouble with this one. It is up, it is long enough, and it is good. And we have a 6-point game. Timeout on the field, 3:23 to play. It is Benedictine 24, Friends 18.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at mscnews.net.
Thrivent is proud to support Benedictine College football's goals. And your local financial advisor, Alex P. Gehring, is excited to help you achieve yours. Alex can create a financial approach that reflects your priorities and protects what matters most to you. Feel free to give Alex at Thrivent a call at 913-203-4995. Whether you're planning for tomorrow or for years down the road, having the right financial partner makes all the difference.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
Back with you here in Wichita, Kansas, where Benedictine is preparing for the onside kick effort, and the boot is onside, and it's running around, and Witherspoon jumps on it, wraps it up, and Benedictine's going to have pretty good field position here, Gus, out of that.
I'm going to guess that's not exactly what Truett Bosher was trying to do. He slipped and fell to the ground as he kicked it, and worked for a little bit, but a nice shot by the Ravens, able to dive on it. Now, Friends has all 3 timeouts.
Yeah, and a 2-minute timeout coming up, so they will have an opportunity to stop the clock 4 times.
Only 1 possession so far in the 4th quarter for Friends. That one, they just kicked the field goal on Benedict, and this will be their first full possession in the 4th quarter, and hopefully the final possession of the game.
It could easily be. Ravens are going to bring Longafulion on a wind to the left side. You've got Xavier Ugorji in the backfield, quarterback Jackson Dooley. Ravens with the football, lead by 6. Hand off Ugorji. He'll hit the line. He'll lose a yard. Nothing doing. Xavier, because he just went so slowly into the line, he was absolutely not sold on that carry.
Friend's going to go ahead and utilize the timeout. Let's take it.
We're going to take a break, Joseph. Timeout on the field with 3:17 to go. Benedictine 24, Friends 18.
The holiday season is here, and there's no better way to celebrate than with Hunley Liquor. Whether you're hosting a festive gathering, bringing a bottle to a friend's house, or toasting the season with loved ones, we have everything you need to keep the holiday cheer going strong. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make your holiday gatherings unforgettable. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
At Hummelgaard Family Dentistry in Atchison, your comfort and health come first. You're in good hands.
I'm Dr. Jordan Hummelgaard, formerly Campbell. I grew up right here in Atchison. Caring for the community means everything to me. We take time to listen and make sure you feel comfortable and cared for, whether it's your first visit or your 50th. When you walk through our doors, you're family.
Hummelgaard Family Dentistry at 913-367-7270 or stop by 817 Santa Fe in Atchison. Hummelgaard Family Dentistry.
Okay, Friends utilizes their first timeout. Benedictine, 2nd and 10. Basically, probably didn't want to throw the ball if they can help it. They don't want to see that incompletion, but quarterback is back, steps up, throws one downfield, and that's badly thrown and incomplete. And Gus, BC is sputtering here. Okay.
Yeah, they're just trying to get across the finish line right now, and I'm a little surprised that we haven't seen the Ravens bring in kind of what I call that goal line personnel and go big and just try to run the ball right at
least burn a little time off.
But now, all of a sudden, Friends has the Ravens where they want him. They're looking at a 3rd and 10, and the clock has stopped.
I'm coming West Palm Beach flashbacks right now. Here we go. On a 3rd down, 10, call it the 45-yard line. Motion left. Titan. Quarterback back to throw. Steps up. He's in trouble. Steps up. He's in trouble. He's hit. He's down. Gains a yard, and the Ravens are going to give it back. And right now, Gus, Friends is the team with the momentum. They're going to take a timeout. They're going to get the ball back with a lot of time left. We're taking a break, Joseph. 3 minutes to play. Oh, this one's coming down to the wire. It's the Ravens, 24, Friends, 18.
It's football season, and there's no better place to catch every snap than Mueller's Locker Room in Atchison. With TVs everywhere you look, daily food specials, and ice cold drinks, you'll feel like you're right on the 50-yard line. From kickoff to the final whistle, the best plays happen at Mueller's Locker Room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your game day headquarters all season long. Mueller's Locker Room. Locker Room.
Voted Best Plumber in the Best of the Best contest for years on end. Tate Plumbing and Construction, in business since 1985. Tate Plumbing offers free estimates on plumbing for remodeling and new construction projects. Their courteous and reliable licensed plumbers will take care of all your plumbing needs, saving you time and money. And because they know you can't predict plumbing emergencies, they offer 24/7 emergency service, 365 days a year, licensed and insured. Call Tate Plumbing at 913-367-1209.
Welcome, Benedictine. It comes down to the special teams and defense. With 3 minutes to play, the Ravens are going to be kicking it away from their own 45-yard line. And here's Scotty Robertson booting into this massive wind. The snap is low, the kick is away, and it is awful. It is terrible. It is going to go out of bounds short of the 35-yard line. Gus, I know he wanted to kick it low, but he didn't want to kick it sideways.
18-yard punt right there by Scotty Robertson, and things going to be spotted out at the 36-yard line.
So, okay. Ravens were depending on special teams and defense. Special teams didn't really come through. Now the defense is going to have to step up for Benedictine. We're at 2:54 to play. Friends has a timeout and a 2-minute timeout remaining, and they are trailing only by 6 at their own 36-yard line. And frankly, in the second half, they moved the ball on the ground with some degree of success. Here comes Cavante Baker and the Falcon offense. Baker taking his time. And again, this is how they play. They take their time. Motion right, handoff running back, hit at the line. That was a fantastic defensive tackle for the Ravens. Ramping up the running back immediately. And how about Xavier, the old Phoenix Hernandez?
Yeah, Xavier Hernandez, second team all-conference, doing a great job getting in there, making the stop. A 1-yard gain. Let's call it 2nd and 9 now for the Falcon offense.
And this could take us down to the 2-minute timeout. 2.5 to go in the ball game. Friends with the football down 6. QB slides, makes the pitch, sweeping outside. 40 to the 45. Bumped out of bounds, and it is going to be a first down by about a half a yard. They stretch the field. They get to the edge, and the Raven defender, Anthony Longren, bumps him out of bounds, but they will move the sticks. Clock stops with that out of bounds at 2:15. And Friends is getting what they need. They are moving the football. Clock at 2:09. They may end up at the 2-minute warning here. They don't hurry. 4, 3, 2, and that's it. We've come to the 2-minute timeout. With a break in the action and 2 minutes to go in the contest, we have an incredible finish coming up for you. It's Benedictine 24, Friends 18.
You can feel it. The friendly nature, thriving faith life, successful athletics, and excellent academics of one of the best Catholic colleges in America. Benedictine College is a Newman Guide school that gives you both strong Catholic identity and academics with top 10 rankings in U.S. News and the Wall Street Journal. Join us for a campus visit or check us out on Instagram, Facebook, or online at www.benedictine.edu. Benedictine College, transforming culture in America.
Stephanie at AFA Advisors is the place to go for personal or business taxes, tax projections, payroll, and accounting. She provides professional, reliable service that you can count on year-round. Give her a call at 913-367-1148. That's 913-367-1148. Or visit them at 1145 Commercial Street, AFA Advisors, LLC, 1145 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Fans, for the first time today, Gus, are coming to their feet. Benedictine fans across the way doing the same. It's a first and 10 of their own 46-yard line. Prince will pitch to the right side, get across the 50, into Raven territory at the 46, maybe 45, a gain of another 8 or 9 on a first down sweep to the outside. This has been the recipe all day for the Falcon offense.
Cole Johnson able to make the stop on the play right there for Benedictine, but again, Friends is being very patient, and Kevontae Baker is jumping up and down. Yeah. He wants to play, but the coaching staff knows what they're doing. They're slowing him down a little bit, but it does feel like they are taking a lot of time. We're down to 15 on the play clock before the play comes in.
Kevontae's really getting nervous. There are only one timeout left. They can stop the clock once. It's a second down call. QB will keep it, make the late pitch, back to the 50, to the 45, and diving to get out of bounds, and they're going to get the clock stopped, but it will be a loss of about a yard on the play. Trey Williams with the coverage, it'll bring up a third down and a long yard, 74 seconds to go.
Yeah, I think that was a play where Benedictine had it read.
Here we go.
Well, out of bounds anyway. Now, that should cost you your last time out, right?
As an athlete, you're always taught, fall down on the field and grabbing his leg. He was walking around. It looked just fine about a minute ago.
I guess he was out of bounds. He'll stop the clock anyway. So.
Yeah. And this is the mystery player. We've never been able to figure out exactly who this is. But he is doing the perfect job, Gus, of stopping the game and getting a timeout for Friends.
Yeah, both of these teams now. We're good on all that?
Yeah, not yet. Say what? Well, they're attending to him. I'm going to remind you of something. That's because if you need some work done around the house or the office or the shop or your building, it inside, outside, it just doesn't matter because L&L Construction, they're the answer. They can rebuild what you're working on. They can renovate it. They can reconstruct it. They can make it new. Let them turn your ideas into reality. That is L&L Construction at 367-3161. We are down now to a minute 14 to go in the fourth quarter.
Talk about the games going on around the country. It's Kaiser gets a win over Marion today, right?
Yeah, I get it.
We also got that on like Thursday. Grandview beats Lindsey Wilson this afternoon, 35-7 up in a cold Des Moines. And Montana Tech has drawn closer as it's College of Idaho 14, Montana Tech 13 with 6 minutes left in the first half.
We'll see if our injured player is going to be able to return or not to the field. And here we go. It's a third down and a yard. Falcons, they're in four down territory. They have no option. We are at a minute 14 to go. Third down, one at the 46-yard line. QB will keep it. Cuts in the middle. Uh-oh, at the 40. Hit at the 35. Stood up. Finally pushed back. He's going to pick up 10 yards. They will stop play. Josh Boone with a tackle. They're going to stop the clock to move the sticks and quickly, Friends are back up over to football, and now the Ravens have a player down.
So the player over here for Friends that came off the field was actually 76, Kenyon Vigil, their first team all-conference tackle. And now Benedictine has a player that's a little slow to get up as well and being tended to by the training staff.
And every one of these extra timeouts works for the Falcons. And I'm going to remind you one more thing here real quick. How about Taco Johnson Atchison, man? Those guys, they are supporting the Ravens, and here's just how obviously they do it. All Benedictine students, you come in, show them that student ID, 10% off. It's as simple as that. Taco John's, check them out. They're on 10th Street in Atchison, just south of the tracks. Taco John's in Atchison. 1:06 to go in the fourth. The game, Gus, is really pretty simple at this juncture. That was a pretty good shot. Knocked that right out there. It's as simple as this. Friends has got to get 35 yards. The Ravens have got to keep them to 34 or less. 66 seconds to go.
It's not that hard.
Falcons have a timeout left. It's not that hard. It's as simple as what's going to happen here. And the Falcons sting with that double wing offense. QB will keep it. He's tucked it under. He's going to boot left. He's at the 30, 25, 20, and he's going to be, they're going to cut him down to the 21-yard line. Longer and with the stop on the play, but now before he's able to pick up a first down. Stops the clock momentarily, but we're back to running. 50 seconds remaining. And again, friends can stop it one more time. And they are taking a world of time. They're going to run this thing all the way down to the very wire. 43, 42, 41 seconds of play in the game. QB hands off running back in the middle, wrapped up at the 21 after a gain of about three. Are they going to take it yet? 34, 33, 30 seconds left. There's your timeout. We're taking a break. We'll be back. Half a minute to go in the game. It is Benedictine 24, friends 18.
Whether it rolls down the highway or across the field, Nortonville Parts and Service is your solution for equipment repair. With a broad inventory of parts on hand and technicians with years of experience, Nortonville Parts and Service provides quality repairs and service on tractors, trucks, combines, ag equipment, even your daily driver. When your next breakdown happens, call Nortonville Parts and Service at 913-886-2960 or come by the shop at 115 Taggart Avenue. That's Nortonville Parts and Service.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
The season coming down. Now two of those last 31 seconds. Quarterback keeps it. Ducks left. Gets some room. He's at the 15 to the 11-yard line. Now Prince is going to run up over the football. How quickly can they get there? 26. It stops the clock to move the chains. Now they're trying to get it rolling. At 23, 22. Quarterback spikes it down to stop it. Boy, guys, I tell you what. How about Atchison Dental Associates? They got modern care. Soleil Laser. They'll have that gentle, no-drill dentistry down there. Give them a call or look them up online, AtchisonDental.com.
So, friends, running the ball and then having to spike it. They are now looking at a second and 10 here. And now, Benedictine, I'm going to call a timeout and make sure everybody's on the same page.
Okay. Going to take a break? Do it. Joseph, this one's for you. Timeout on the field, 21 seconds left. Ravens 24, Falcons 18.
This is Dan Rappaher with Exchange Bank and Trust, where we have a lot more than money invested in our communities. We're your neighbors, involved with local schools and charities. Communities where we have invested our time, our interest, and our heritage for nearly 170 years. Offering hometown service and modern technology. If you're looking for strong financial advice, personal banking products, or competitive loan rates, look no further than Exchange Bank. Stop by today or visit us online at ebt.bank. Exchange Bank and Trust, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Make your gatherings extraordinary with Raven Liquor at 1800 Main in Atchison. Explore their beer cave with a diverse range of choices. Elevate your sipping experience with their extensive bourbon selection featuring both well-known brands and hidden gems. Wine enthusiasts can choose from a diverse collection that suits various tastes and occasions. And it's all about convenience when you can drive through and work with a helpful staff. Raise a glass to great moments and unforgettable gatherings at Raven Liquor, where the selection is unparalleled and the spirits are high.
All right, back with you. Here it comes down to the second down and 10. Quarterback will keep it. Hand off into the middle of the line. There's only a couple of yards there, guys. I can't believe the call on the A-gap. The clock is running. We're down to 12, 11, 10 seconds left. Quarterback runs up over, spikes it down. It'll be fourth down. This season's got one play left.
Wow. Having to spike the ball on third down, losing it, bringing up now fourth down. This is a big play. Not only is this probably the last play of the game, but now you're looking at a fourth down. You don't have time to go over to the sideline and talk about it as the play clock down to 30 seconds left.
And we have 8 seconds to play in the game. It is fourth down and 6 at the 8. They can get a first down of the 2. 8 seconds left. Quarterback keeps it. Late pitch. Dallas goes under us. The Ravens cover the fumble. Benedictine is going to the NAIA FCS semifinals. A
I think the Raven fans like what they just saw. Wow, what a play out there for Benedictine. That was fantastic. So the Ravens take the ball away on the last play of what was going to be the final play of regulation. And with 3 seconds to go, it is one snap, and it is, Gus, it's to Des Moines, yeah?
Probably. Yeah, maybe Kaiser. I'm going to just tell you that with Montana Tech trailing right now, it could be Kaiser.
Here we go. Ravens have the ball. That's a diamond formation. The knee, and the Ravens take the win. Final score in Wichita, Kansas. The Benedictine Ravens 24, Friends 18. We'll be back to do our very best to summarize a fantastic playoff win right after this.
That concludes the second half of Benedictine football on Hot Country 93.7. Stay tuned for the BNP Propane postgame show.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps, just south of Holton, powered by BNP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
If you've got a construction job that needs to be done and done right, contact L&L Construction. Whether it's commercial, residential, remodeling, new construction, even metal buildings, no job is too large or too small. You name it, they can handle it. Locally owned and operated, L&L Construction has been turning your dreams into reality for over 20 years. For efficiency and cost effectiveness, inside or out, contact the folks in the red trucks. Call 913-367-3161 or check out their website, L&L Construction. Quality is our priority.
Bronco Johns and Atchison is fired up for Benedictine College football. Whether you're celebrating a big win or gearing up for kickoff, Taco Johns is the place to gather with friends for tacos, nachos Navidad, famous potato olays, and more. To show our Raven pride, Benedictine students get 10% off with a valid student ID year-round. We love BC students, we love BC football, and we're ready to feed your game day crew. Taco Johns and Atchison, bigger, older, better. Let's go Ravens.
Saturday afternoon when the Benedictine Ravens, Gus, took a road trip across the Sunflower State to play a team that skipped them in a postseason poll. I think a team that you might have even put a little bit of a chip on the Ravens' shoulder because they feel like this game should have been played at Wilcox Stadium this afternoon. So they said, okay, get on the bus, come down here, take a lead. French is too good a team just to roll over and fall down. They bring this thing down to the last, not just moments or minutes, but the last seconds and the last play as the Ravens notched the win on the road today in exciting fashion.
I'm telling you, big defensive stand right there at the end of the game. But I'm gonna make football simple for you. College football game, 60 minutes.
Yeah.
Benedictine led for 60 minutes. You're not going to lose many games that you lead for 60 minutes.
Now
and this was a Friends team who only trailed 30 total minutes in 12 games this season. 30 total minutes. So Benedictine came out. They did what they wanted, especially early on in the ballgame. They were able to get a big touchdown on their first possession in the ballgame, a 39-yard run by Xavier Ugorji. They followed it up with a field goal on their second possession. Three possessions into the ballgame, Titan Osborne catches a 49-yard touchdown. They were up 17-7. But then the scoring really slowed down in the second half. Scored a touchdown on their fifth possession. Missed field goal on the sixth and then had to punt it right there at the end of the ball game. Man, that missed field goal could have been huge, but for the Ravens, they're going to come away with a big win here this afternoon. And when we talked about on the way down here, eight possessions, how about if I told you, thank you very much, how about if I told you only seven possessions for the Ravens this afternoon?
Incredible. And, God, somebody didn't ask us about players of the game, but what do you think? Offensive, defensive players of the game? Or are we thinking, I mean, there's so many. Could have been Ben for Benedictine. It could have been Isaiah with that interception.
Longren?
Oh, it could absolutely be Longren here this afternoon.
And a lot of that goes back to he's the guy who had the interception. And we talked about it early on in the ball game. A guy like Anthony Longren, who is a 6-foot redshirt freshman out of Blue Valley High School,
coming into today's game, he only had 12 tackles on the season. Today, 8 tackles. 8 tackles for Anthony Longren. Benedictum was led in tackling, no surprise today, by Ben Gilliland with his 13 tackles. Next week, he would love to punch a ticket up to Des Moines and go play a bunch of former high school teammates.
Tell you what, Benedictum, you look at the numbers, and you would look at this matchup, and you'd say it was really close, but you would have not thought the Ravens win. Total yards today, Benedictum 352, Friends had 384. I mean, you can just go up and down this list. The Ravens were 12 of 21 throwing the ball. Friends, even worse than usual, 2 of 5, but they threw the ball twice as much as they would normally do. Penalties today, 6 for 54 for Friends and for Benedictine. Gus, wow.
No penalties this afternoon for the Ravens. That was one of the big helpers. And for Friends, the way they run this offense, 36 minutes of total offense, Benedictine with only 23 minutes of total offense today.
All those numbers are great, but they mean nothing. The number that matters. When you look at the scoreboard this afternoon, the final score, it's a Benedictine Ravens 24, Friends 18. Stay with us on Care Radio. We're going to get you up to speed as we will figure out against whom and where the Ravens are going to be playing. Grandview has already won over Lindsey Wilson this afternoon, impressively 35-7 up in Des Moines, and College of Idaho clinging to a one-point lead over Montana Tech at 14-13, and they are almost at halftime. Thank you for having joined us, and we're going to encourage you to tune in wherever we're at next week. We'll be following the Ravens and bringing those to you. Can we greet you? Next up, for Joseph, producing and engineering in the Care Radio Sports Studio. For Case, good spotting job, guy. You got the good peepers going on there. Gus Couch with me here at the booth. Tom Couch from Wichita. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to today's coverage of Benedictine College football here on Hot Country 93.7. Today's broadcast has been brought to you by Atchison Auto Parts, your hometown local Napa store. This broadcast has been an exclusive production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.